They have been fierce. The Santa Ana winds raking Southern California, whipping a series of wildfires into infernos that threaten thousands of homes. One of the worst of the blazes is burning around Malibu. CBS's Steve Futterman is there with the latest.
After the winds calmed down somewhat overnight, firefighters expect another major battle today when the Santa Ana winds are predicted to kick up again. Around 20 miles away from here in the city of Canyon Country, another fire has destroyed at least 25 structures, many of those homes. This woman made a quick escape from her home.
Scary. I hope our house is going to be here when we get back.
Remarkably, only five homes were destroyed here in Malibu yesterday, including a pair of beachfront homes as flames jumped across Pacific Coast Highway. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Malibu, California.
Near San Diego, Ramona, a town of 36,000, is evacuating everyone. Lori Lewis has been through it before.
Ash has already fallen, and it's just like deja vu.
The nervous investors have an eye on Wall Street following Friday's sweeping sell-off that saw the Dow plummet 367 points. This morning, S&P futures down more than 12, signaling stock will be moving lower at the opening. Overseas markets are down. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson has more from Tokyo.
I think there's ongoing concern across Asia that the U.S. market is weakening because of housing problems, because of subprime mortgage problems, and perhaps because the U.S. economy may be slowing down. So investors, we are told, are trying to get out from under some of their global positions. One more reason for the sell-off.
Economist David Wee says investors need to stay calm.
The average person tends to get very nervous about these things, and they always tend to end up selling when markets go down and then buying when markets go up. And, you know, that's the wrong way to do it. You lose money that way.
Where is the economy headed? Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Nick, those in the know say the economy's got the slows. National Association for Business Economics says more than half of its very smart members are expecting slow growth the rest of this year. 98% of those surveyed are looking for housing to continue slowing. Most of them say it's all about the credit crunch. And as if to serve notice internationally just this morning, the dollar hitting an all-time new low against the euro. Nick?
A four-star physician, a name normally associated with eateries, is about to start rating doctors. CBS's Dave Barrett is live to explain.
You can pick a restaurant based on the menu, service, price, and decor. Now you'll be able to do likewise and find a doctor with help from the Zagat survey people. The health insurer WellPoint has partnered with Zagat. Patients can rate docs on trust, availability, how well medical people communicate, and the office environment. The 30-point grading system won't include data on how qualified a doctor is or whether he or she's been involved in malpractice settlements. Nick?
Is it too shocking for public consumption? There's a report that NASA is deliberately sitting on a survey of thousands of pilots because one official says it could undermine the public's faith in air travel. The AP quotes a source who says the survey shows far more near collisions, bird strikes, and other potentially dangerous situations than government reports reveal. The Boston faithful are delirious.
The Red Sox is number one team, 2007!
The hometown boys rallied to beat the Cleveland Indians 11-2 in last night's deciding game to earn a trip to the World Series.
Red Sox are awesome. Take it in seven again, like always. Dramatic fashion. No other way in Boston do we like this.
Game.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Rockies start selling world tickets to the public this morning, and they finally have an opponent. The Boston Red Sox overpowering the Cleveland Indians 11-2 last night in Game 7 of the AL Championship Series to go to the series. The first game of the World Series is Wednesday. The first game in Denver would be Saturday. Tickets for Games 3, 4, and 5 go on sale online on the Rockies website at 10 this morning. Senator Hillary Clinton is set to visit Denver tomorrow for a rally. Clinton trails former Democrat and Senator Barack Obama in fundraising for the presidential race here in Colorado. Obama's raised $1.2 million, but Clinton's raised the most money in the latest quarter, $356,000 for a total of over half a million. And Channel 9 TV says the chief judge of federal courts in Colorado is the subject of another investigation. Back in September, U.S. District Judge Edward Nottingham came under scrutiny after reports he visited a strip club. TV station says now the Court of Appeals has gotten a complaint from a handicapped attorney that Nottingham parked in a space reserved for the disabled. Nottingham told the TV station he regrets parking there. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, so far we're off to a decent start here around the metro area. Really nothing to slow you down on our highways. We are not seeing any major problems for either I-25 or I-70. Those are all running clear. Do have a crash, though, at Alameda and Madison, which is right near Colorado Boulevard. Of course, we're getting some of the remnants of that snowstorm from yesterday up in the high country. I-70 slick and snow-packed in spots. Chain laws in effect eastbound side of I-70 at the Eisenhower as well as at the Loveland and the Vail Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy day with a high of 50.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating Incorporating Simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
Well, let me see here. 53 degrees. That is going to warm up as the week continues. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high of 66. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have a high of 74. So, not bad. Not bad at all. I only wish that the World Series would start here and not in Boston. Do those work? No, they're dead. Every Monday we come in here, we have trouble. Every frickin' Monday. What goes on in this studio over the weekend? I'd like to know. Yeah, and these headphones sound funny. We just can't come in here one day on a Monday without having some kind of technical problem because the children play in here over the weekend. Yeah, when we left here, everything was fine on Friday. Now, this morning, everything is like Bush. And I don't mean in George W. So, yeah, these work, but they sound wrong. They sound funny. Talk about the headphones I have on now. Okay. Good Monday morning. Nice to have you. Nice to have you along. John, what was the last Monday morning we had where we didn't have anything wrong?
I honestly can't remember one.
Yeah, I can't either.
We need to start doing an air check before we go on the air on every Monday.
I know it. All right. John Turk here this morning.
We're professionals.
Yeah, we're professionals. We can gut through this. We can gut through anything. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, we'll give you a chance to win in the White House Extreme Makeover Contest. Somebody's going to pick up 700 and... Boy, these headphones. Somebody's going to pick up 760... Somebody's going to pick up $760. I don't know how to describe what I'm going through here. This is really weird. I don't know how to describe this. Every set of headphones that you put on has a different sound or a different tenor to it. So it's like anything else in life. You use the same headphones every single day, you become used to them, and you become used to the sound. Then what happens is somebody switches them. And the end result is the sound is different. So then you become fixated on the sound, like the sound not being right.
You sound the same to me.
Well, yeah, but it's inside your head that you sound different.
Yeah, it's in your ears, yeah.
Yeah, in your ears you sound different. I'm sure this is more technical information than anybody wanted to know at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. But I can't help it. It's just like, hello. Okay. So we sit here and glow in the dark. Had a great time on Friday. And when I say great time, I'm really shocked at myself that I went into Icon LASIK and I wasn't paranoid and I went and had my eyes lasered. So I don't have any glasses on this morning. And my eyes are just about back to normal. They're just about there. Not quite. Because there's some kind of interplay between your brain and your eyes that it takes it a while to get used to the change. I think that's what's going on. But it's weird to walk around without any glasses on. Plus, on top of that, everybody always says LASIK. Oh, I don't want to do that. They're scared to death of it. It's actually easy. It's painless. It's remarkable. You want to see just how far science has come. You want to see just how much hope that there is for mankind. Because look, if human beings can come up with this, then there's no reason why they can't come up with hundreds of other answers to pressing problems that we have. Fossil fuels, water problems, drought, things that affect us. And that we all worry about on a daily basis, and we sit and say to ourselves, well, there's just no hope. But there is. Because it's amazing the things that human beings can come up with. And I'm giving Icon and Dr. Anderson a huge plug here, but if you haven't had this done and you've thought about doing it, but it's one of these things where, well, I'm too squeamish to have it done, I don't think I could take it, blah, 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 hey, there's nothing to it. Absolutely nothing to it. And it's the most amazing thing going on. And you can go there with your spouse or your significant other, and they can watch it being done on television. And Mary was fascinated by it. So really had a good time. Met a woman who used to listen to me years ago on the other radio station. Now listens, she's conservative. And we started to get into a dialogue about conservatives and liberals, and I was making the case to her that I've made on the air here millions of times, and I've been making it a lot lately, about I don't mind a difference of debate of ideas, but what gets me is all of the name-calling and all of the mudslinging and all of the dirtiness. And I had a little bit of a hard time getting her to own up to that. And the over-the-top statements, because we started talking about S-CHIP, and she was repeating to me the same misinformation that these folks had given out about it all along. That it was for poor people. That, and you don't need the litany of it again on Monday morning at 6:18, but you know what I'm talking about. And it goes back to what I've said on this station before. That these folks have successfully built an alternative media system that tells them exactly what they want to hear. And there's no challenge to that media system. There's no real challenge. And when there is a challenge, the challenge is just not, it's not stacked fairly. Speaking of the media, there's hanky-panky going on in the FCC. The chairman of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, an agency decision by year-end, on whether to ease the limits on how many media outlets companies may own in a single market. This is going on again. Kevin Martin, who is the head of the FCC, is pushing for this to happen in November. I'm probably the only person on the radio that's ever going to speak out about this, and I don't know if I'll catch hell for it or not. But our guest is Craig Aaron, communications director of the Free Press, at Free Press, rather, He's going to talk about this. We're going to get into a little bit of this hanky-panky going on at the FCC. These folks are going to try to accomplish their last goal before there's perhaps possibly a change in administration. And this has to do with media ownership. So we'll get into that a little bit later on in the morning. Do I sound like I'm fumbling around here on Monday morning here? Yeah, well, I am, and I admit to it. I admit to it. Okay. Where to go coming up? Do we want to do straight politics on this Monday morning? Do we want to do straight politics, no chaser? There is a really disturbing poll out about Hillary Clinton. And I don't mean to make her the focus of everything in the world, but we talk about her a lot. But there's a really disturbing poll out about her. And we can get into that. The Rockies are also going to try to do something, I think, that is really bizarre. They're going to try to trademark the term Rocktober. Now, come on. You got to be kidding me. I've lived in a million towns that have used Rocktober. How can they own that? After Governor Bill Ritter declared this Rocktober. So,
hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing front-range imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com, and tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now I'm supposed to give Icon LASIK Center an official commercial here, even though I bragged about him here just a few minutes ago. Look, you know what? I can read the copy here, or what I can tell you is what I went through on Friday, which is great people, caring people, people who are very, 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 very careful, and good pricing, because Icon has intralace, bladeless LASIK, and they can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. Now, if you've thought about LASIK and you think to yourself, I won't be able to, you know, that's really a very, very real fear. It's a very, very real fear. And it's a fear that I experienced until the point where I said to myself, you know what, I've had it, and I'm just had it with glasses, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I went to Icon on Friday, and the experience was absolutely marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. And they've got all kinds of financing for all kinds of credit types with zero down and no interest up to 24 months. So if you've been thinking how much better your life would be with LASIK, look, call now, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or check them out on the internets at Icon online at icondenver.com. That's icondenver.com. I like the letter CON.com. Look, if I can do it, anybody can do it, and it's one of the best experiences of my life. Icon LASIK, boy, check them out. Don't let another moment go by without doing something about it.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman, and this is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As dark as can be out there, and it's cold too. 624, 24 minutes after 6, and a little bit of snow yesterday, but nothing today. High going to be about 53 degrees, and we should have sunshine. So it'll be another nice day along the Front Range. Man, I don't even know what to talk about this morning, which is rare because you're supposed to. No, it's not rare. If you listen to me on Monday mornings, it's not rare at all. But I'm not sure what to talk about here. 303-713-7600. I mean, I don't know. Do we want to even get into this whole poll about Hillary Clinton? Do we really want to tackle this? Because I don't want to be accused of being obsessed with her. Because I'm not. Do I worry about the fact that she can't win? Yeah. It bothers me. And I'm backing John Edwards. And I think I've said that. And I used to, you know, it's either Edwards or Obama for me. And Mary feels the same way. Edwards or Obama. But there was a poll out last week. 50% of the people in the Democratic Party back Hillary Clinton. And this poll about Hillary Clinton is kind of, well, it's not kind of, it is. This poll about Hillary Clinton is disturbing. While Senator Hillary Clinton has won broad support in national tracking polls in her quest for the presidency, the former First Lady is steeped in a negative attitude, according to a Zogby International poll released yesterday. Half of the likely voters nationwide said they would never vote for New York Senator Hillary Clinton. Are we trying another set of headphones? Okay, hang on. Let me disconnect. These headphones here aren't even good enough to be at Radio Shack. Oh, no, I'm sorry. If you work at Radio Shack, I don't mean to be... Well, at least these aren't broken. Okay. Where was I about Hillary Clinton? According to this Zogby poll, half of the likely voters nationwide said they would never vote for New York Senator Hillary Clinton in a Zogby poll conducted October 11th through the 15th. Now, this poll has a margin of error of minus 1%. This is up from 46% who said they could never vote for Clinton in a Zogby International telephone survey conducted in early March. The poll asserts older voters are most resistant to Clinton. 59% of those aged 65 and older said they would never vote for the New York senator, but she is much more acceptable to younger voters. 42% of those ages 18 through 29 said they would never vote for Clinton for president. Representative Dennis Kucinich and former Senator Mike Gravel ranked second and third on the Who I'd Never Vote For list, respectively. Democratic New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, Senator Barack Obama, and former Republican Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee fared best, suggesting they could do better in national polls as voters grew to know them better. So what do you make of this? Or maybe you don't make anything of it, or maybe you're too immobilized on this Monday morning after the fabulous weekend to even confront this fact. But there are a lot of attacks on Hillary Clinton, and as I mentioned last week, all you have to do is go to any kind of conservative radio whatsoever. And I consider this to be non-conservative radio, really. But if you go to any kind of conservative radio at all, they are fixated with this woman to the point where they're pounding on her every single day. Every single day. Now, who in the world listens to those folks and believes that stuff? We've talked about that before. Beyond me. Has she got some things about her that is not too attractive? Yes. Does she make some of us a little suspicious? Yes. I find her defending her vote on Iran with the whole Iranian guard, that whole thing, I find her explanation about that, about it really being a vote for diplomacy, I find that kind of a twisted type thing. And I'm still not over the fact that she won't come forward and say, okay, look, you know what? I blew it in that vote to go to give the president that power in Iraq. Plus, on top of that, it seems to me that she came across in a couple of debates as not having read the legislation. But within the ranks of the Democratic Party, she's streaking ahead. But nationally, look at this Zogby poll. Half of the likely voters nationwide said they would never vote for Senator Hillary Clinton. Now, I wonder if that worries any of you. Or, if you're saying to me, Jay, the Rockies are going to the World Series. It's 6:30 in the morning. It's Monday morning. It's cold outside. It's dark. And Jay, I really don't want to hear about Hillary Clinton on a Monday morning. I'm not really interested in Hillary Clinton. And Jay, there is a national obsession with Hillary Clinton. And the fact that the right just hates her. I mean, they just hate her. Why? Because she was married to the most successful Democratic politician of all time? Is that the reason? Is there resistance towards her because she's a woman? And a strong one? Is that the reason? Or is it too early to even care about this because she hasn't got the nomination, although most of the media acts like she's going to get it, but she hasn't got it. And so what we're doing here is we're focusing in on her instead of focusing in on the vital policy issue debates that we should be having about where this country ought to be going. And I find myself sometimes liking her, and then sometimes not caring for her at all. So I'm ambivalent about her, in some sense. Would I vote for her? Yeah, if she was the nominee, I'd vote for her. Because, honest to goodness, I don't see any other choice. Do I hope she's a nominee? No. Does she look better on talk shows now than she's ever looked? Yes. But explain to me, and I've asked you this question before, so in a sense we're covering old ground here. Explain to me the animosity and the objection to her. What's that animosity and that objection? What do you think that is, John? What do you think an animosity and objection is to Hillary?
I'd say that it's most likely because she's Bill Clinton's wife, and there's a lot of negative feelings about Bill even to this day, and a lot of it's, you know, unfounded and stupid and old hat. I think a lot of it has to do with her being a female as well. I think that America's ready for a female president, but I bet you that a majority of the population does not think so, especially men.
So you think when they're asked head on in a survey, are you ready for a woman president? They'll answer yes, but in reality, that's not what they're thinking.
Right. I think a lot of people would lie about it. Say, yeah, I'm ready for a female president, but if you stuck them in a booth, they would never vote for a female president.
What's so bad about Bill Clinton? Okay, he didn't do everything in the world that a lot of us wanted him to do. I'm most mad at him for Telecom 96. Yeah, the Monica Lewinsky thing was foolish. But on a scale of 1 to 10, was it really that big of a deal? I mean, even if you accept the premise that he lied to a grand jury, how does that stack up compared to this president? So they hate her because she's married to him? All right, I'll throw the phones open on this. I'll solicit your feelings about it. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, why? Why do people not like this woman? And why do you think half of the likely voters nationwide said they would never vote for her? And also, here's a third question, and this violates the talk show host rules of all time, which is never ask multi-questions, but I got to ask them anyway. Does this worry you at all? And by the way, if you're conservative, we might have one or two of you out there, Why don't you like her? What is it about her that you don't care for her? I have, as I said before, I'm ambivalent. I have hot and cold feelings. Sometimes I really like her. Other times, I'm not too thrilled. 6:35, but then again, you know what? I'm not too thrilled with anybody, to be honest with you, at times. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, your call's coming up on this, and let's get some traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We did have a crash northbound 225 that was slowing traffic down between Alameda and 6. They got that out of the way, but it's still a little sluggish through there. Same situation if you're on southbound I-25 trying to get into downtown. Minor wreck on the shoulder right near 23rd. Still dealing with that one at Alameda and Madison, which is right near Colorado Boulevard. So we're getting some icy spots, especially off on the side streets, so you want to be pretty careful this morning. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny, breezy day. We're going to get a high of 53 right now, partly cloudy, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out from Mount.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Woke up this morning around 4:45. Little dog of mine rolling on the floor. Scratching and itching and whining in misery.
Bad breath and bad gas.
He was just chewing himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
He said D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics, flaxseed oil, digestive enzymes.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better, his gas was better.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
You get some Dynavite, it'll end all misery.
She had gotten this puppy look, her coat has sheened.
My vet was completely blown away. She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Corporations and insurance companies, and they do it for real people like you and me every single day. They're trial lawyers. They're proud of it. Mike Turner, Scott Henderson, progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, you can reach them at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. Or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Jay Marvin in the morning. Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Stones, sure, why not?
Feel so tight. Hey,
after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 53. Under plenty of sunshine. Paul, half of Americans would never vote for Senator Hillary Clinton. Why is this? Why is this? Why is she so polarized? I've asked this question a million times. What is the deal about her? Why is she so polarizing? What is it about her that drives people crazy? What? What's the deal? Now, I got a couple open lines on this. Yes, Hillary Clinton hotline. I know it's Monday. It's cold. It's dark outside. Don't make me resort to MacArthur Park. Get above your half moons, answer these questions, and answer them now. I demand that you give me an answer. Well, I don't demand that you give me one, but I'd like you to give me one. And I know I'm liable to ask this at least a million more times before we ever get a nominee. But I don't know what the deal is with this woman. I even find her sometimes offending. You know, one thing is, I'm tired of the Bush and Clinton families. Does that make any sense? That I've had enough of them? How much is enough of somebody? Go away.
Could it just be that her personality turns some people off? She doesn't seem like the most friendly woman in the world, does she, to you?
I know she's coming here tomorrow. Does her personality turn you off? Well, we don't know her personality, though. All we know is what the media says of her. Shows us.
From what I see, you know, she just seems kind of snide. I don't know her personally, obviously. But I think her personality turns a lot of people off.
All right. Here's the age-old question. Would you buy a used car from her? That's what they used to say about Nixon. Would you buy a used car from her? Would you buy anything from her? Let's go to Brian in Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man. What's up?
I wanted to kind of point out a couple things in terms of why she's getting so much airplay from the right-wing side. It serves a couple purposes, in my opinion. First purpose is to isolate her as the candidate of choice, and secondly, it's the candidate that the Republicans think that they have the strongest ground to defeat.
So you think in reality that they think that they have the best chance to beat her, or are they more scared of her, or is there something about her that just sends them around the bend?
No, I think that it's someone that's very strong, that they feel is very strong, but that they can defeat her because, similar to the poll that came out this weekend, that they think that there's enough people that absolutely would not vote for her. And if they can put her in front of everyone in a package, everyone thinks about her, even though it's a negative thought about her, then once it comes to full time, then they pull out that, you know, the negativity of that, and everyone sees that, you know, it's been said in the background all along, then it allows them that stronger opportunity to defeat.
What kind of feeling do you get when you see her on TV?
Yeah, very mixed. I think she's very poised. I think she's extremely professional. I think she's one of the smartest women speakers that has ever been, present in the House or the Senate. I think she's very capable, very astute. She's politically, she knows what's up. On the other hand, I kind of agree with you in terms of would rather see Edwards in there, though.
Yeah, there's something about her, and I can't put my finger on it, that makes me uneasy.
Right.
Do you have that same feeling?
Yes and no. I think that from her career and her upbringing and her personality, I think she's genuine. She really is what she says she's about. But I think she's so ingrained with politics, for the last, X number of years, 30 or 35 years, she's been so ingrained in politics and is so in that culture that's kind of what makes me uneasy about it.
Yeah. The idea that let's think out of the box and get somebody who's unconventional as opposed to going back to the same old way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Brian, thanks, man. Great call.
Oh, and by the way, if you're looking for another MacArthur Park version, Captain Kirk sings. He's had a real good version of that, too.
You know what? We're going to have to dig that up. You're the man.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
Have a good one, Dick.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, what he says makes a lot of sense. Here's Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Harry. How about yourself?
Well, if you play MacArthur Park, I'm going to jump in front of the first bus that comes.
It's only a threat, my man.
Okay. I'll take it for what it is. You know, the thing about Hillary is it's pretty cut and dry and easy for me. I don't like anybody who is being anointed as the Democratic Party candidate by big money corporations and corporate media. In other words, somebody who's being shoved down our throats. Just judging from one of the polls you were talking about earlier that said 50% of Americans would not vote for the lady, that means right off the bat she cannot win. So seems to me if they put her up as the party's candidate, that almost is a guarantee that we'll have four more years of ruinous Republican rule.
See, but I don't know about that because to me that would depend on who the Republicans put up, and a lot of their candidates, man, are really soft. I mean, look at Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much garbage going on in American politics. I reflect upon something my father used to say when I was just a kid. He said, in American politics, you're always voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, you always are.
The problem with that, as I see it, if you're voting for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil. I mean, this country should be better than that.
All right, let me ask you this. I'll ask anybody else who wants to call and answer, too. Who was the last presidential candidate you voted for that you were really enthusiastic about?
Well, it was a four-letter word, and I really, really don't care to use his name, but it was started with a B and ended with an H. Bush.
Oh, geez. How do you feel about that now?
Well, there again, if that bus comes along.
Don't do it. Don't. See, here's what I always find myself doing. Now, I want to know if anybody else is in this position. I always find myself voting against somebody, not for somebody.
Yeah, indeed. And, like I said, I think this country's better than that. There's other candidates that aren't bringing a bunch of negative baggage with them seeking this position of leadership, although they're supposed to be representing us. And if they're representing us, what does that say about us as a nation when we keep putting in people that aren't getting the job done, that aren't, I never thought I would say this, but, you know, I would support Al Gore. And
I don't think you're alone in that, but he doesn't plan to run.
Yeah, I know. So what do you have left? You've got Edwards, which I think would do a good job, and I think maybe Dennis Kucinich could get the job done.
Well, this poll also indicates that the people wouldn't vote for him either.
Yeah, I know that. But there again, he's not getting the media coverage that Hillary's getting. In other words, Hillary's being anointed by the media.
Yeah, you're right. We're fascinated with her, and the media's fascinated with her, and she does get a lot of coverage. That's very, very true. Harry, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Not a problem, brother. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks.
All right, a couple of lines open here, 303-713-7600. Anybody want to rise to my challenge here? Who was the last candidate you voted for that you really felt enthusiastic about for the presidency of the United States, or did you find yourself simply voting against another candidate? Example would be that I voted for John Kerry. I wasn't that enthusiastic about him, but I voted for him. But you know what? And I gave him money, but you know what? I did it mainly because I didn't want George W. Bush to win. I didn't vote for John Kerry because I liked John Kerry. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's plug into traffic now with Gina.
So you're still enjoying a pretty decent ride as you make your way out. Eastbound 270, though, stacking up between I-76 and Vasquez. We just had a brand new crash southbound 225 near Mississippi. You'll see those delays kicking in at about Colfax. We did have one on the northbound side between Alameda and 6. That has been cleared, but traffic is still a little bit sluggish through there. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy day with a high of 53. Right now, partly cloudy, cold, 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want a new laptop? Want to get it for free? Because you can get a brand new name brand laptop. You don't even pay for shipping. And to get started, you just go to freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com. How does it work? Easy. Companies used to spend a ton of money advertising their products. Well, they finally figured out that instead of wasting millions of dollars on expensive, polished ads, it's cheaper for us to give away gifts like laptops to the public.
When I heard about freelaptopreward.com, I thought, no way. But I followed the instructions, and now I'm sitting here with my new laptop.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with freelaptopreward.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke until my laptop showed up.
To earn your free laptop, go to freelaptopreward.com and get yours with the completion of all paid program requirements. Laptops limited to one per household. Go to freelaptopreward.com. Freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com.
The following is a paid announcement from Americans for Energy Independence. America needs your help. It needs to wake up to the dangers of our dependence on foreign oil. So become the New Age Paul Revere and create a great 30 or 60 second video commercial for Americans for Energy Independence and support their message. The video must be topical and geared toward driving web traffic to www.ei2025.org. Ideas for you to consider include, but are not limited to, alerting people to the dangers of the U.S. being dependent on foreign oil, or what will life be like after peak oil if we do nothing. Go to www.ei2025.org and submit your video to today. Submit your 30 or 60 second video commercial and help the country achieve energy independence by 2025. That website again is www.ei2025.org. Paid for by Americans for Energy Independence.
Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to 4 offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th, or pre-order yours today at Walmart.com. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
After the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the consummate Washington outsider. Sunny today, high of about 53. Ask about Hillary Clinton. New poll, Zogby poll, shows 50% of the people in this country would not vote for her. And also, When was the last time you voted for somebody that you really liked as opposed to voting for somebody because you were against the other person who was running? Here's Evie in Longmont. Evie, you're on AM... Evie, I'm sorry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Well, I'm sorry to hear all this stuff about Hillary, but I'm afraid you're right. Everybody I mention her name to, they says, you're not voting for Hillary, are you? And this is women. They don't seem to like her. And some people that listen to the progressive radio, you know, really have little doubts about her, you know, with all of the corporate money behind her. And that's going to play, I think, too. But then if you just got her and another Republican that's the same way, then, you know, she might win. But people, it's really true. The middle class is fading away, and people want to go in a different direction. And she's not going to take us in a different direction. It's the same old stuff.
Yeah, see, I have that same feeling, too, that it's same old that it's always been.
Uh-huh, because that's all she knows. And I hope that John Edwards, I think he could swing it, but I would hope he would take us in a different direction. We've got to start helping the people here. I mean, I see it all around me in my blog. They're not lazy people. They're hard workers, you know. Kids with families are moving back in with their parents, you know. So I guess I'm going to like John Edwards. He wasn't my best choice, but then Dobbs is coming up a little bit, I think. And I think the most popular person, believe it or not, though, is Sikinik. But I guess he just, if he could just get the unions behind him, I think he'd make it. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, you know what? Good observations on your point. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Should say good observations on your part. Here's Patrick in Boulder. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you been?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Awesome. Awesome. Been a while. I've been traveling. It's good to hear your voice again.
Oh,
radio,
thank you. So. Appreciate it.
Just a couple things. You know, I think I agree with a lot of what's been said about it. Same old, same old. She's been steeped and jaded for so many years that she's playing the game, as they call it. And, you know, but then there's another question about splitting the hairs of where do you really know the candidate versus, you know, the media spin that goes on with these people. You know, I was talking to my brother, and he speaks a lot around the country, and he got to speak with Bill Clinton, and he had dinner with him. And he said, you know, there's just such a difference between sitting down with somebody as opposed to trying to get a feel for them by watching, you know, what happens on the American Al-Qaeda Fox radio and things. You know, I mean,
yeah, that's very, that's very, very true. We don't really know any of these folks because all of it is all filtered through the media. You're right.
You know, so, I mean, that's where... You know, I try to go back to taking the facts and plugging my ears to a media person going, can you believe it? Well, I don't need your opinion now. I need the facts so I can make my own opinion. But I do believe Hillary is going down the big bucks corporate scene. And I don't know if Edwards is it. I'm really undecided on who I'd vote for. Last person I was excited for was Kerry, like you. But I don't know that... You know, America still doesn't seem to be ready for a woman or a black president, which says a whole lot about us.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that. Hey, Patrick, I got to get some news, man. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
All right, everybody, hang on. We'll take this up some more coming up next hour.
For most patients, there are only two things preventing them from having LASIK, fear and affordability. Hi, I'm Dr. Larry Spivak. At Spivak 2020 LASIK, we have the experience to understand your concerns. That's why we now offer patients the safer, more advanced method of blade-free LASIK called Intralase. We're so confident in the superiority of blade-free Intralase, we'll provide it at no additional charge from standard LASIK for the month of October only. We also make it affordable to everyone by providing low or interest-free financing programs.
I would only trust my eyes to Spivak 2020 LASIK. It not only changed my vision, it changed my life, and it'll do the same for you. I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go first class. Your eyes deserve it, so give them the best. Spivak 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK, or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at spivak.com. I look forward to seeing you.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman in Malibu, California.
It's like an apocalypse, really. It's quite shocking.
The view of one Southern California man as more than a dozen wildfires continue to burn out of control from Los Angeles to the Mexican border. The fires have been buffeted by powerful Santa Ana winds, making it difficult for firefighters to get the upper hand. At least 39 homes have been destroyed. Thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes as the flames get closer. CBS's Bill Whitaker surveyed the Malibu Presbyterian Church, which was also engulfed by flames.
There is almost nothing left. A few columns standing. You can see a file cabinet in the rubble, a stairway of some sort that goes to nowhere, and lots of twisted metal.
In the next few hours, the winds are expected to kick up again. I'm Steve Futterman in Malibu, California. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sinopenny.
It's the aviation safety report the government didn't want you to see. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Why not, Jim?
Too scary, Frank. Reports are the NASA survey of 24,000 pilots, commercial and general aviation, too unsettling for the flying public. Like double the number of reported near mid-air collisions. So NASA's shelving this $8.5 million four-year project, actually ordering all related data purged from computers. Much to the consternation of some in Congress who are calling for the space agency to release the controversial study, Frank.
Pakistani officials say they may ban political processions like the one former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was in last Friday when an attempt on her life was made. Bhutto survived, but 139 other people were killed in the bombing. Bhutto tells the CBS News Early Show she won't let the attack stop her campaign to return to power.
I will visit the other cities. I will not allow the extremists, the terrorists, and the militants to disrupt the democratic agenda.
When it came to putting food on the table with no fuss and no muss, she wrote the book.
I'm Peg Braggin, and I wrote the I Hate to Cook book for people like me.
The I Hate to Cook book came out in 1960 and was a bestseller for working women and busy homemakers who didn't have the time or the patience for Julia Child's fancier fare. Peg Braggin died in Portland, Oregon over the weekend. She was 89. It's Sox and Rocks in the World Series. The Boston Red Sox rewarded the Fenway faithful with an 11-2 whacking of the Cleveland Indians to clinch the American League pennant after trailing the ALCS 3-1.
The Red Sox are number one team 2007! Red Sox!
The Red Sox host the Rockies in Game 1 Wednesday night. Price of gasoline jumped a nickel in the last 2 weeks to a nationwide average $2.80 in the latest Lundberg survey. 30 Days of Night scared up the weekend's biggest movie crowds with $16 million in ticket sales. Bad vibes from Friday's Wall Street sell-off are likely to send prices lower at the opening in 30 minutes. S&P futures are down 12. This is CBS News.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended range electric car is coming. It's the concept Chevy Volt. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in physics, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it. Up to 40 miles a day without a drop of gasoline. Now, this assumes a fully charged battery and actual mileage may vary. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more, use less.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Rockies start selling World Series tickets to the public this morning at 10 a.m. now that they finally have an opponent. The Boston Red Sox overpowering the Cleveland Indians in Game 7 of the AL Championship Series last night. First game of the series is in Beantown Wednesday. First Denver game Saturday. Colorado's criminal background checks for school employees have weeded out dozens of teachers and teacher applicants applicants with criminal convictions and misconduct allegations. From 2001 through 2005, the State Department of Education suspended, denied, or revoked licenses for 151 teachers, 50 of those cases involving sexual misconduct. And a cancer awareness group and an international team of musicians say they've staged the world's highest rock concert on the slopes of Mount Everest. The Denver-based Love, Hope, Strength Foundation says the Everest Rock Concert was held yesterday at 18,500 feet. Broncos beat the Steelers 31-28 on Jason Elam's 49-yard field goal as time expired last night. Elam's now kicked the game winner in all three of the Bronco victories this season. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still dealing with a couple of crashes in key areas. Southbound 225 right near Mississippi. That is causing some backups behind that toward Colfax. Westbound I-70, you had a couple of wrecks actually right near Vasquez, so we're seeing those delays now around Quebec. So watch out in those two areas. Otherwise, doing pretty good. We did have traffic lights not working, though, in Inglewood, Bellevue, Yosemite. Try to avoid that intersection. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny, breezy day with a high of 53. Right now, fair 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a new 07 Focus for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So after rebates, get your 07 Focus today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, coming up this hour, chance for somebody to pick up $760 in the Extreme Makeover White House Edition. And we'll be doing that coming up. All right. We're talking the first hour about Hillary Clinton. About the fact that a new Zogby poll shows that 50% of the people in this country would never vote for her. But then I ask the question about this. And I'm interested in this, whether you're Republican, Democratic, I don't care what you are. When was the last time you voted for somebody because you were thrilled with them? When was the last time you voted for somebody because you really, really liked them? And I'm talking about presidential now, not congressional, not senatorial, not city council, not mayor. When was the last time you voted for somebody who you really, really dug? And my example would be that while I didn't think John Kerry was a bad guy, I supported Howard Dean. But I voted for John Kerry, and I gave John Kerry money because I didn't want George W. Bush to win. So in essence, I voted for Kerry because I didn't want Bush to win, not because I thought Kerry was like a great, great guy. When was the last time you did that? Because I keep hearing the lesser of two evils argument. Also, what is it about Hillary Clinton that elicits this kind of response? I know I've asked it on the air a million times, and I'll probably ask it a million more times before the political season is over with. What is it about her? I genuinely puzzle about this. Put your thumb on it, because there's something about her that people don't like. Sometimes I like her, and sometimes I don't like her. Sometimes I really dig her, and sometimes I don't care for her at all. But I think I would say that about most candidates. And the fact that you can't like somebody 100% of the time, which goes back to my original question that I just asked you, which is, when are you going to vote for somebody who you can look at me or you can look at anybody else in the face and you can say unequivocally, boy, I really like that person. Boy, I really dig that person. I'm really crazy about that person. Now, maybe it's human nature to be turned on by somebody in the beginning and think, wow, they're really great. And then you get down the line and you go, well, you know, now I'm not so sure. Now I'm not so thrilled. I mean, I had that. First, in the beginning, I was all Barack Obama. Now, I'm leaning towards Edwards. On the Republican side, I can't find one thing I don't think that I would agree with Mike Huckabee about. But I think Mike Huckabee has got a lot of charisma, is a pretty plain-spoken guy, and I really believe he's the Republicans' best chance. I might not like him, but I could respect him. And that's another big difference that we don't have anymore. You know, it used to be in this country, if the other guy won, if the other candidate won for the presidency of the United States, you could at least respect that person. You could at least feel like you could work with that person, or that that person would be okay, or that you would give them the respect that they need to have. Now we don't have that anymore. Now we don't have it at all. Now, we're so polarized now that we just, boom. We automatically detest and hate the other person. We automatically detest and hate the other person. I have to admit to you, I admit to you full out. I detest and hate George W. Bush. I do not like him. I can't stand him. And even though I would maybe disagree, and I know I would disagree, with 99.99% of what Mike Huckabee has to say, I can at least respect him if he were to get the Republican nomination and win. I can at least respect him. I'd be willing to slug it out with him. I can at least respect him. Can you say the same about who's running now? And maybe you're a supporter of Hillary Clinton's. Maybe you think Hillary Clinton is a great choice, and you're tired of people beating her up all the time. You're tired of people being on her case all the time. But there's something about her that elicits this kind of response. And I don't know if it's because people are scared of her, or if there's something about her personality that we just can't put our finger on, or what it is. And I find my first gut reaction when people say to me, oh, I love her, I find myself saying, well, wait a minute, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But then, you know, at other times, I'll see something she has to say, and I'll think, well, you know, that's pretty damn good. I kind of like that. Would I vote for her if she runs? You know, if she gets the nomination? Yes, I'd have to vote for her. Because tell me, what other choice do you have? Do you think a third party, do you think sitting it out is going to make it any better? Staying home? Well, she gets the nomination. She gets the nomination. I'm not going to vote. What good does that do? So depending on how old you are, and for those of you that are like John Turk's age or younger, there haven't been that many presidential elections. But I go all the way back to Go Clean with Gene and Eugene McCarthy, who did not win. George McGovern did not win. Jimmy Carter. I liked him, but I wasn't crazy about him. Bill Clinton did not support him in the primaries in Florida. Have mixed feelings about him now. And as I said in the beginning, John Kerry voted for him because there wasn't anybody else. Gave him money, but I did it because I didn't want George W. Bush to win. And what does that say about the system? What does it say about the system where you're in that position? Where you're going to vote for somebody because you really don't have any choice, and it's always the lesser of two evils. Because I look over at the Republican Party, and I can't vote for any of those folks. But look, there are people in the Republican Party who can't vote for any of those folks. So those of us who would never vote for them, we're not sitting here, we're not alone. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning there, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I think it's really incumbent upon ourselves to educate ourselves. I don't buy many hardcover books when they're first out, but Friday I went to Borders. I bought A Woman in Charge by Carl Bernstein, his biography of Hillary Clinton. I've gone through 100 pages. We really need to educate ourselves and don't let media stereotypes construct our realities. She's a very, very interesting story. She had a very tough childhood, a very authoritarian father. She would come home with straight A's and 1B, and he'd almost kick her out of the house. And one thing that I learned about her that I didn't know is she has a very compassionate side. She was extremely active in the civil rights movement in the 60s. Met Dr. King several times and worked in a lot of different areas there. I think what's going on with the public is, number one, again, we're letting media stereotypes dictate our view of these people. And we, you know, if you want to be a citizen, you got to spend some time. So pick up the book and read about her. And I think she's very forceful. She's very direct. She has a take-no-prisoners personality. And I think a lot of people don't like that in a woman.
All right, so is it the fact that she's a woman, is that the real underlying? She's a strong woman, and people that makes people nervous, or is there something about her personality?
I think it's more the strong woman than the personality, because if you were to see those same characteristics, behaviors, speech pattern, you know, what was the thing here a couple weeks ago, criticism about how she was laughing during an interview. I mean, if you did all those same behaviors with the male, you wouldn't be subject to this scrutiny. Talking about her cleavage, give me a break. I mean, what relevance does that have to do with the issues we face today?
That has no relevance, but you know where that started. I mean, that started over at Foxaganda.
Right.
And spread around. So that's not even a legitimate. I don't look at that as even being a legitimate issue. What I look at is there is something about her, and I can't tell you what it is, that makes me feel uneasy. Plus, on top of that, here we go again, which is that if she does end up getting the nomination, okay, then I got to vote for somebody because I'm trying to stop the other candidate, not because I'm necessarily in love with the person who's running.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying there. And a couple callers ago, you had somebody talking about, well, the corporate interests are behind her. I mean, you know, I don't like that a lot, the role that money plays in politics today anyway. But, I mean, this is 2007. This is the reality today. And the reality today is you need money to run for the presidency.
You know something gets me? Everybody calls here, regardless of whether they're Republican or Democratic or wherever they stand or no political orientation whatsoever, they all call with the same gripe. I don't like the money. Yet, you know something? None of us are willing to do anything to stop that.
Well, I think some of us, like yourself, contribute to candidates that we support. Is there any meaningful legislation being introduced in Congress to change that? I'm not aware of any.
I don't believe that there ever will be. And
no.
I used to make the argument that a lot of little internet contributions would push out the big guys. I'm not so sure that's even true. David, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Pick up the book.
All right. Well, I've got it already.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
719, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. More than a conversation, really, on this Monday about Hillary Clinton. It's more of a conversation about the political system that we operate in. And I don't care whether you're a Republican, Democratic, or independent. Wherever you lie, whatever this story is, I'd love to know how you feel. As a matter of fact, if there are any Republicans out there listening, the GOP line is open at 303-713-7600. How do you view it from your side?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use a promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
We're on AM760 Progressive Talk. The snow's on the ground. The Green Diamond Tires got to go on the car. That's just absolutely a fact. Green Diamond Tires are an Icelandic invention from a region of the world where they know a thing or two about safe winter driving. Tires that are environmentally friendly and safe. Remolding technology comes primarily from Europe. Unlike yesterday's retread, state-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces. Every Green Diamond tire sold means one less tire is sent to clog a landfill, and 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle-sized tire. The Green Diamond tire is an excellent example of an environmentally friendly, a responsible, recycled product that actually is superior to the original product from which it was made. Green Diamond tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the tread. And in bad driving conditions, even in dry driving conditions, it means superior handling, it means superior driving, and superior control and confidence. Whether you're driving on ice, snow, or using clear conditions, as I said, these tires create safety for all seasons. And as the tread wears, new granules appear at the tread surface, affording enhanced safety, control, handling, and security. We're in the winter time. I mean, well, technically it's still fall, but look at it outside. Snow yesterday, the Green Diamond tires, hey, put them on your vehicle and also do the green kind of thing. Green Diamond tires, learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to 4 offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
3, 2, 1. I asked Congress to appropriate additional money, $760 more, to the people.
And it could be
your money.
Let's get it on at 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. If your name is Raymond Gossard, Raymond Gossard of Westminster, you've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. 2760 and claim your $760. Raymond Gossard of Westminster, your chance is now, 7 minutes and 60 seconds, to call 303-631-2760. Only Progressive Club members can win. So register today by clicking on the Extreme Makeover White House Edition link on the front page of AM760.net. And Raymond Gossard, we're waiting for you. Raymond Gossard of Westminster, you got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760. It's 725, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. Going to be sunny in 53. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and all the various ins and outs here of voting. And let's go to Sharon and Parker. Sharon, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Jay, I am a huge Hillary supporter. I love her policy statements on health care and education. In my opinion, she has some of the best plans. And Democrats who are delusional and think that we don't need a tough machine to go against whomever the Republican nomination is are really, really fooling themselves. We need someone that's tough, articulate, and that will hit back. We don't need another John Kerry who will not hit back. And I'm sorry, but John Edwards had his chance, and he blew it. So on to somebody else, and Brock hasn't stepped up to the plate to hit one out of the home run out of the park yet. Yes, he's charismatic and great and everything else, but where's the beef with Barack?
Well, what do you mean, where's the beef with him?
Well, have you heard about his health care policy? Have you heard about
Sure.
his stance on education?
Yep.
Gee, I listen to you and Air America 8 hours a day, and I watch Hardball and Countdown, and I can't tell you what it is.
Well, then why don't you do the simple thing, which was what most people do. Why don't you go to his website and read it? I don't count on Air America, and I don't count on Hardball, and I don't count on Countdown to give me that information. I don't count on any of those.
Well, you know what, Jay? He can't even hit back at Hillary. How is he going to take on Mitt or Rudy or any of the rest of them? I'm sorry. He's just too nice. I think that in the future, once he learns to get the claws out, he might be okay, but it's not yet.
Well, you know what? I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I mean, I would like
well,
to. I would
of
like
America.
Well, it may be the reality of America, but and I would like him to be a lot tougher. And as far as John Edwards goes, I find your dismissal of John Edwards to be really it's kind of like well, that's kind of a weak argument because we've had plenty of people in this country who have had a shot at running for president and then have turned around and run again and. Have won. I can give you the names of two right off the bat. One of them was
Richard Nixon.
Ronald Reagan. There's another one. So, I mean, that's neither, you know, you don't get your chance and then, like, you know, you blew it and that's it. I don't think it works that way, and I think you got to measure it on whose ideas you think are better. But there is something about her. I mean, how do you reply to the fact that in this Zogby poll, 50% of the public say they'll never vote for her? How's she going to win?
I don't know if I believe that. I just don't believe
it. Oh, okay. Well, see, now I find that to be interesting that you'd make that comment, because I get that same thing from Republicans when you say to them, hey, George W. Bush is down to like 25%. I don't buy any. I don't buy those polls. So then, in other words, the polls are all wrong about everything.
Well, Jay, I don't think people are paying attention yet. You and I may pay attention because it's our passion, but I just don't think people are paying attention.
Then who answered the poll?
I have no clue. You tell me. You're the newscaster.
Well, I'm not a newscaster.
I'm
not a newscaster, but I think what you have to do, regardless of where your loyalties lie, I think you have to confront things as you get them, and I think that you have to realize that there is an animosity factor towards her out there, and I think that probably the correct and realistic answer would be, well, yeah, that's there, and she's going to have to overcome it, and she's capable of overcoming it, rather than saying to me, well, I just don't believe it. Because then you can't turn around and use any other poll information, such as people's support of S-CHIP or anything else, and you can't turn around and you can't argue your case with people who would have opposing viewpoints to your own, because they would just give you the same answer. Well, I don't believe it. I just dismiss it. I don't know who answered the polls. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can't do that.
Well, I don't know who on Sunday night was sitting at home waiting for Zogby to call. I'm
well,
sorry.
I'm sorry, too. But nobody sits home and waits for Zogby to call. They call. I'm sorry that I don't know who was sitting home listening, you know, waiting for Reuters and Zogby to call over George W. Bush's popularity numbers, but they called and they got their response. Now, do you buy one and reject the other, or are you going to reject all of them?
No, I'm not going to reject them all. I just don't think people are paying attention yet. And I think
then you would selectively reject them.
I think that once they really listen to what she has to say, and once they give her a chance, and once they see her against a Fred Thompson or a Giuliani or a Mitt Romney, I think that she's going to have a heck of a good shot.
I just don't see Barack in that same place.
I'm sorry. I just do not see Barack in that same place.
Well, do you know what the Democratic Leadership Committee is?
Yes, I do.
How do you feel about them?
I am very unhappy with the Democratic leadership, but I'm also very unhappy.
No. That's not what I said. The DLC.
Rahm Emanuel in that
group.
The pro-business
Democratic organization that Bill and Hillary belong to and were founders of. Does that bother you at all?
I don't think that they have a habit
in the past of bending over to big business.
I don't think much about it, Jay, because if you think that Nice Barack or John Edwards are going to get elected against the Republican machine, then you've got another thing coming. It just isn't
going
to happen.
How do you know? Are you a prognosticator? Can you look into the future? Do you know for sure?
No, I just saw what happened with John Kerry in 2004, Jay.
How do you know that it'll be repeated? How do you know John Edwards will repeat it? I think John Edwards has been pretty outspoken.
Yeah.
I think he's been pretty bold. He was the first person to come up with a detailed health care plan and then also tell us how we're going to pay for it. I'm not saying I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'll probably have to vote for her because she'll probably get the nomination.
But I don't have to be happy about it. That's the reason that there are 50% of people against her, because that statement you just made, well, I'm not happy about it, but I'll just have to do it.
Oh, so that is
I got to go, Jay, but I'm a huge Hillary supporter.
Yeah, you got to go, but after you mock my tone. You're right. You do have to go. But
yes,
you know what?
I do.
But you know what? You don't do a very good case of selling your own candidate. But thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Okay. No, she doesn't. I mean, she doesn't answer anything that would make me feel better about Hillary. What she does is she just attacks the others. I'm not so sure that that's the way to get anything done. I mean, sell me on Hillary Clinton. I'm just tired of the Clinton and the Bush family, basically. Let me go to Nancy in Franktown. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. J. How are you?
Okay.
As far as Hillary, I think she brings a lot of negativeness to the table because of her husband. And I don't think that I would vote for her because she thinks with her heart, not her head.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And she's a woman scorned. I mean... She's not
wait a minute. She's a, what do you mean by she's a woman scorned? What does that mean?
Monica Lewinsky.
So what?
Oh, that's for what? That's why I wouldn't vote for her, because she's scorned. She's
why?
Not, she's
well, you sound like you sound like something out of like the 1800s. What do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean she's a woman scorned? What do you think she's the only woman in the United States?
She's
the only woman in the United States that's ever gone through that?
No, but she's
running
for it. She's the only one running for it.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. If you use that as a yardstick, that would rule out a whole ton of people.
Well, we're just talking about her, though.
Well, yeah, but what does Monica Lewinsky and what does her husband and what does the difficulties between them have to do with her ability to be able to run the nation?
She can't even control her husband. She's been controlling.
Well, wait a minute. How do you? Wait a minute. Where do you get this idea that one spouse can control another? Are you married?
Absolutely.
Does your husband control you?
No, I'm talking about controlling, he's out there with the cigars and stuff. And
well, wait a minute. No, I'm asking you a question. I mean, does your husband control
you? I answered you. I said no.
Well, then why would you expect Hillary Clinton to control her husband? What adults in a relationship totally and completely control each other?
Anyways, I started to say I would not vote for her.
Yeah. Okay.
I would vote for Edwards. First of all, I like what he says. I don't think this woman is ready to be a president.
Why not?
Because of what I see and hear about her.
Like what?
Well, the latest is her aggressiveness in talking with her heart. She doesn't put her.
Well, wait a minute. You don't want her. You wait a minute. You don't want her to be aggressive.
Not at all. You can get by.
Do you want an aggressive candidate, or do you want somebody who's not very aggressive at all?
Neither. I'm just talking about her. That she doesn't.
Well, so an aggressive,
put herself out there.
So an aggressive woman bothers you.
Not at all. She bothers me. You can't pinpoint it either, and I try to pinpoint it also.
Well, why her particular? Well, yeah, but I don't use the same. I mean, a woman scorned and an aggressive woman, that doesn't bother me. I know lots of women who are aggressive, including the one I'm married to, and I like that.
That wouldn't bother you. I'm giving you my opinion because you asked for it. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. I'm trying to figure out why it makes sense, and it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I don't get it. That's all I'm saying. I just don't understand it. I mean, maybe I'm missing something.
I've already explained what I thought, and I just want you to know that that's why I would not vote for her.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but I don't know. Don't you find that to be, well, I guess you don't find it to be kind of scary grounds on picking somebody who, what happens if she gets the nomination? Would you vote for her then?
Absolutely not.
Well, then who would you vote for?
I also do vote for people like you that, well, this is better to vote for this person than that one, anything but that one, that kind of, you know.
Okay, but if you wouldn't vote for who would you vote for?
Edwards.
No.
If she wasn't running?
If she gets the nomination and you have a choice between her and Mitt Romney or her and Rudolph Giuliani or her or Mike Huckabee or her or John McCain.
I probably would do the Giuliani. I'd love to see the two of them battle it out. I mean, he's a
No. You're not understanding me. Let me try.
I would vote for the other guy. The other person.
So in other words, in a general election, you would vote for a Republican over Hillary Clinton.
Well, absolutely. I'm very open-minded here.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would vote for a Republican, certainly.
Sure.
Let's see where they're coming from.
Last 6 years means nothing to you, huh?
It's meant a lot.
But what has it meant, that you would vote for a Republican over Hillary Clinton?
Because I just told you all the things I don't like about her.
Yeah, she's a woman scorned.
Well, that...
You sound Elizabethan to me.
Don't just take that one in context, and that's the only one that you've heard.
That's the most shocking one right there. Along with the other one about, well, she can't control her husband.
Okay, how about that?
That's what I want to do, is enter into a relationship and marry somebody who's going to control me.
Well, don't take it literally as in control, but, you know, she doesn't even have a family.
And then the fact that you would pick Giuliani, say, for instance, over her really shocks me. Why would you find Giuliani attractive? What is it about him that would make you pick him?
Probably because I don't like her. Anything is better than her.
Oh, anything is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, give me one positive attribute about Giuliani that would be better than Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I think he's got potential.
Well, what kind of potential?
He speaks well, you know, he's a good speaker.
Oh, so he can talk. Why don't we go get some used car salesman and have them?
Why don't we just get the guy in the corner and talk? No.
Yeah, anybody who can talk good. Why don't we just give them a gig?
I know you don't like Republicans, and I shouldn't have said that, but
no,
I did
it
because I do not like her.
Goodbye. You know, you're just going to talk and talk and talk. It's not that I don't like the Republicans. I just don't find any out there worth voting for. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Well, that was a scary call. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ooh, she's a woman scorned. Ah. Gina, does your husband control you?
Well, I think not, I wouldn't say overall, but I'm sure, yeah, occasionally.
How's he do that?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at your relationship, honestly, both people have a tendency to do that on occasion.
Well, no, we work in a partnership, and she, and you know, and Mary will say, "Well, I don't agree with that," and I'm, you know, my vote is against that. So I go, "Well, okay." I mean, yeah, you know, you seem to know what you're talking about to me, so I'll cast my lot with you, and we'll see what happens. But she doesn't like say you won't.
Oh no. No, that doesn't happen.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's all I meant.
Okay.
Now, here's a key question. Can you control traffic?
Wish I could.
Because if you can, get busy.
Right. Well, westbound I-70, we've had a series of wrecks right near Vasquez. I don't know if we've got some ice in the area, but it's kind of a mess right now. We've got stop-and-go conditions between 270 and that Vasquez area. That's causing curiosity slowing on the eastbound side as well. Southbound 225, they were still clearing one right near Mississippi, so that's been pretty bogged down as well. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny. We'll get some breezes, high of 53. Right now, fair and 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion, and fluffy eggs. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves a full menu all day. It's not just good. It's Sonic good.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How about this? The feds have cut rates again, and if you're a homeowner, the mortgage store is right here to help you out with another great rate for you to take advantage of, 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. I'm not kidding you. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with 6.0 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 because if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. If you have a adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going up, and maybe by hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-the-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they're the guaranteed pros.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
There's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
Woo-hoo. And I can see for miles and miles. And I want to send that out to Doc Anderson and all the folks at Icon LASIK who did my eyes on Friday evening. And I'm here at work this morning with no glasses. And I got to tell you something. For people who say, oh, I can't, I wouldn't be able to. You know what? It's painless, it's easy, and it's kind of fun, actually, and interesting. And it's great. So go to Icon LASIK. I don't mind giving them a free plug. I don't mind talking about it. I feel great. John, do I look different?
Well, yeah, I'm used to, you know, the black framed Ray-Bans, which I like. I love your glasses. If you're going to hawk those, man, I'll buy them from you.
No, you wear glasses. We got to get you to do LASIK.
You know, I'd like to. I don't like wearing glasses. So if you swear by it, you know, it's something that I'll look into.
Yeah, it's worth it. They do it for like $499 per eye, and they're so careful. They are so careful.
Yeah, but to answer your question, you do look a little different.
I feel terrific.
And you're wearing bright colors today, man. You got the bright yellow shirt on.
Yeah.
New eyes.
I know. I feel great. Hi today, 53, talking about Hillary Clinton and about voting in America. Now, see, we got two really divergent viewpoints right there in the last two calls. Now, the poll, the Zogby poll, says 50% of Americans would never vote for Hillary Clinton. Sharon in Parker is a big Hillary Clinton supporter. And she did bring up some really good, valid points about how Hillary Clinton is tough. We need somebody who's tough. And then we talked to the last caller who she has a right to her opinion. I don't dispute that. But, man, telling me she would vote for Rudy Giuliani over Hillary Clinton, that's a little extreme. Here's some emails. Ken, about your question, this is from Ken, about your question concerning Hillary Clinton this AM, there's a commercial on TV for cell phones that shows a person standing in front of a large team supporting his individual cell phone. Oh, that's, who is that? That's, yeah, is it Nextel? Is it Sprint Wireless? With Hillary, I see the reverse. I see her behind the crowds of politicians, interest groups, etc., as the messenger. I do not see her as a leader demonstrating her own ideals and convictions. Sadly, I see similar traits with all of the wannabes running for office at a time when we need a true leader for the country. Will Rogers would have worn himself out with this bunch of characters. That's from Ken. See, Ken, I kind of feel the same way a little bit. I have a lot of hope, though, for Edwards and Obama. So, Chris, your Hillary supporter and Hillary have the same thing in common. Listening to them is like fingernails on a chalkboard. This is the reason why Hillary has 50% negatives, and there's a reason why Republicans are making her the Democratic candidate. It's not too hard to figure out. Keep up the good work, Jay. And that's from CK. I couldn't believe that last caller. She won't vote for Hillary because she's a woman scorned, but she would vote for Rudy, who has scorned women. Doesn't that seem hypocritical? Yeah, you know, that. That's a good point. I left that one out. I should have asked her about Donna Hanover. Let's go to Virginia in Littleton. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I would vote for Hillary only if I didn't have any other choice. And mostly because she's been in politics for too long, I think. She's just part of the bunch up there, but I really like Howard Dean, and the party just took care of him. And so, and I like the people he puts in, like Jim Webb and some of these that aren't professional politicians.
So, your feeling is what?
My feeling is that if she's the one that's nominated, I would vote for her, but I have to hold my nose.
So you're kind of like how a lot of us feel that we would have to vote for her because there's nobody else out there to vote for.
Right, and I sure would not vote for a Republican after the mess. Every time the Republicans get in, they make a big mess. Then the Democrats have to come in and fix it and get us where we're not so. Our economics aren't so bad, and then the Republicans take over again, and these people, like the last caller, that woman, they forget. Or else they're short-minded. They only think about just small things, like a woman scorned. That's stupid.
That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
God, that was, I mean, in the first place, you know, women should stick up for women. Then I'm not crazy about her because and I'm not sure. Maybe she has to do this, but she just seems so such a professional politician. And I like Al Gore the best, but since he's not running, I like Obama and I like Edwards. And I can't decide between those two.
Yeah, I'm supporting Edwards, but I also like Obama as well. Virginia, thank you. Good call.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I think most of us, I don't know, most of us feel this way. I'd like to talk to another Hillary supporter, somebody out there who thinks that Hill has got the pill and that she's the one to make it happen. And I can understand, you know, where you'd be angry because there's a lot of bashing of Hillary Clinton. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with these heavy delays on I-70. If you're anywhere between 270 and Vasquez on the westbound side, had a series of crashes there. Still being cleared. Eastbound, watch out for those curiosity delays extending back to Federal. Crash activity still on southbound 225 near Mississippi, and we've got all of our usual sluggish spots as well as southbound I-25 into downtown. Eastbound 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. Weather outlook today should be a nice day with mostly sunny skies and breezy conditions. Looking for a high of 53, low of 33 tonight. Right now, fair and 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
We the people of the United States of America and all life on Earth.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Does your computer act like it's possessed? If so, you need to call PC Answers today. Our great mobile service will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new. Or drop your computer off at our new service center near downtown Littleton for a totally free diagnostic checkup.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Hi, I'm Rita Bertoli, and I'm running for Lakewood Mayor to give citizens a voice in their local government. Help me preserve open space, fight for responsible growth, and protect private property and small business interests. Vote Rita for Mayor.
Paid for by Rita versus Goliath.
The following is a paid announcement from Americans for Energy Independence. America needs your help. It needs to wake up to the dangers of our dependence on foreign oil. So become the New Age Paul Revere and create a great 30 or 60 second video commercial for Americans for Energy Independence and support their message. The video must be topical and geared toward driving web traffic to www.ei2025.org. Ideas for you to consider include, but are not limited to, alerting people to the dangers of the U.S. being dependent on foreign oil, or what will life be like after peak oil if we do nothing. Go to www.ei2025.org and submit your video today. Submit your 30 or 60 second video commercial and help the country achieve energy independence by 2025. That website again is www.ei2025.org. Paid for by Americans for Energy Independence.
If you're a man who's tired of waking up frequently to go to the bathroom, I have terrific news. Now you may be able to get the relief you're looking for free. That's right, I'll send you a free bottle of my Super Prostate Formula. To find out how to get your free bottle, call now 1-800-900-4317. I'm Dr. Michael Teplisky. I developed Super Prostate Formula for my patients because I couldn't find anything that offered this powerful combination of all natural nutrients. My unique formula helps provide relief from frequency and urgency to help you get a better night's sleep. I believe so strongly in the power of my Super Prostate Formula that I want you to feel the difference yourself for free. To get your free bottle and learn the details of this incredible offer, call 1-800-900-4317. And when you call now, you'll also receive my informative prostate CD, free. To find out how to get your free bottle and free CD, call now 1-800-900-4317. That's 1-800-900-4317.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
It's not your fault. I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick, the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is Apamine.
It knocks out your appetite, helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. We're going to let you try Right Size free for 2 full weeks.
Either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
For your free trial of Right Size Smoothies, call 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going to be sunny today and a high of 53. Another nice fall day along the Front Range or headed into winter, whichever you want to look at. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton here for the last couple hours and about the pros and cons of the Hill and the fact that the Zogby poll shows 50% of the people in this country would say they would never, never vote for her. That's up from 46%. So where does that leave us, and where do we go from here? And I have asked this question and got no answer on this. When was the last time you voted for somebody, and you really voted truly for them, not against the other person? Here's Charlie and Greeley. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good to hear you.
Nice to have you on, sir.
The Zogby poll, it's early. Things change. It seems like the Republicans have wanted Clinton several times, and I want to remind everybody that the running score since 1992 is a Clinton 4 and Republican 0. They've beaten him every time. Also, I want somebody who's got the guts to stand up at this right-wing noise machine, and they're going to throw everything they can at no matter who is nominated. I want somebody with the guts to fight back. I don't want somebody to get swift voted again and say nothing like John Kerry did.
Well, I think it's what Sharon. I think that's what Sharon was saying.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Hillary will not get Swift voted. And maybe this isn't the way things ought to be, but the way things are, to win, you have to fight dirty, real dirty. That's the only way they're going to beat this right wing bunch. That's the only way. That's not the way things ought to be.
Is fighting dirty the only way to do it, or is the only way to do it really just stand up to them and call them at everything that every turn of the mile?
I think, yes, that's half of it. You do have to call them every turn of the mile.
Like, you just go, like you just say to them, okay, you made this statement, it's BS.
No, that's not good enough. No. When you say prove it, that doesn't seem
to work. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you like, yeah. Okay, cough it up, and if not, we assume you're lying.
Yeah, but I'm almost at the point you have to play their game. Make something up. Who cares if it's a lie? Make it up.
But if you do that, though, that doesn't make you any better than them.
It doesn't make you any better than them in order to get where you want to go. It doesn't make you any better than them. But once you win, it makes you better than them. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Charlie, yeah. Thank you, man.
I would rather win dirty then lose nice, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what Sharon was saying, too. And I think there's a lot of validity to both of your points of view. Thanks, man. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hang out. We're going to talk about something else other than Hillary. And just wait around, because there is a whole lot more to come, and you don't want to miss any of it.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
By now you've heard all the desperate mortgage companies saying they can help you. Right. Many of those are the very companies that wrote the bad loans to begin with. think who has been the only mortgage company warning you of the scams through My Mortgage Help Center, the only lender exposing bad lending practices. The name? American Guarantee Mortgage. Real answers, real solutions, real value. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Don't give in to peer pressure. Resist the temptation when the offer to try drugs arises. Make up your mind as to the dangers of drug abuse. Be independent and keep healthy by remaining drug-free. Some good advice from Front Range Radon in Broomfield, where service is more than a word, it's a fact based on their dedication to quality and integrity. That's Front Range Radon, another concerned business working for the betterment of the community.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CES News. I'm Steve Futterman in Malibu, California.
It's devastating. I mean, this is a building that's filled with memories, over 50 years of memories.
Greg Hughes, the pastor of the Malibu Presbyterian Church, destroyed yesterday by one of a dozen wildfires that continue to burn in Southern California. Daylight has come here in the past hour, and with daylight has also come this. Those powerful Santa Ana winds. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Michael Freeman.
There's going to be literally thousands of homes that are going to be threatened from one time to the other based on the movement of the fire.
The fires are burning from Ventura County north of Los Angeles to the Mexican border. Near San Diego, the city of Ramona has been completely evacuated. This woman in Ramona has been through fires before.
Ash has already fallen, and it's just like deja vu.
So far, at least 39 homes have been destroyed. I'm Steve Futterman in Malibu, California, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Sedapenny.
The company best known for rating restaurants is trying its hand at rating doctors.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman.
The restaurant survey folks, Zagat, teaming up with one of the country's largest health insurers, WellPoint, letting patients rate their doctors, just like diners rate where they eat. Instead of food, decor, and service, the docs are rated on trust, communication, and availability. And just like the restaurants, a 30-point scale will be used. Patient comments will accompany the rating. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The secret of a long life may lie within us. CBS's Vicki Barker reports.
British scientists say they found a gene which controls longevity in mice. Mice who lack the IRS1 gene, as it's called, live much longer, healthier lives than those who carry the gene. So, a key to the fountain of youth? Well, not quite. But the researchers say unlocking the gene's secrets in humans could lead to treatments for such age-related diseases as Alzheimer's and cancer. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Sharp-eyed state trooper is credited with finding a 78-year-old Oklahoma woman who spent 2 days in the wreckage of an overturned car. The trooper followed skid marks on a highway in Seminole County to the brush that was covering the car. The woman's hospitalized in serious condition. The Sox gave their fans just what they wanted, blasting the Cleveland Indians 11-2 to win the American League Championship Series after trailing 3-1.
Another great come-from-behind win for the Red Sox in the postseason. Bring on the Rockies!
The Sox and Colorado Rockies open the World Series in Boston on Wednesday night. Gasoline's up a nickel in the latest Lundberg survey to a national average $2.80 a gallon. Market watchers say prices could flirt with $3 before long. Wall Street's latest sell-off hasn't run its course. In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 59 points. NASDAQ is up 3.5 now. Trader Teddy Weisberg.
Sell-offs usually create opportunities. The problem is that most of us get a little nervous during the sell-offs, and so our temptation is to sell on weakness.
This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
It's one of the greatest things for trucks and SUVs since mud flaps. It's Silent Armor technology with DuPont Kevlar, one of many innovations at your Goodyear retailer. And now get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer with a purchase of 4 select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $80 when purchased on your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear, get there. Offer valid 9/30 through 10/27/07. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for your mail-in form and complete details. Certain restrictions apply. Goodyear credit card purchase is subject to credit approval.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton set to visit Denver tomorrow for a big rally. Clinton trails former Democrat and Senator Barack Obama in fundraising for the presidential race here in Colorado. He's raised $1.2 million. She's raised a little more than half a million. The chief judge of federal courts in Colorado is the subject of yet another investigation. Back in September, U.S. District Judge Edward Nottingham came under fire after visiting a strip club. Our partners at 9 News found a 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has received a complaint from attorney Jeannie Elliott that Nottingham now has parked in a space reserved for the disabled. Elliot, who's paralyzed, says she had to park on the street because all the disabled spots were taken.
He looked very fit, not in any way disabled at all. Got in the SUV and turned the ignition on.
Nottingham, who says he regrets parking in a handicapped space, was issued a $100 ticket. The appeals court could sanction him, but hasn't made a decision in either investigation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's turned into a pretty nasty commute. We have all lanes of eastbound I-76 temporarily blocked at 74th. That is due to a crash involving a pedestrian, unfortunately. So major delays there right now back to I-25. Northbound 25 struggling due to a two-car crash in the center lane near Logan. Again, you'll run into those delays at about the Washington Street Bridge. Still having stop-and-go conditions westbound I-70 from 270 to Vasquez. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect it to be a nice day with mostly sunny skies, a little breezy, high of 53. Right now, fair and 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now open. Get your season pass for just $259. Arapaho Basin's new expansion, Montezuma Bowl, will open later this season. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out arapahobasin.com. Arapaho Basin is now open, so get your season pass today.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make.
If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Honey, it's going to be 53 under sunny skies. It's going to be a nice fall day here. And look for the snow, the remaining snow, to melt off. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks so much for plugging in and being here this morning. I just can't thank you. I just don't know the words to say to John, I'm being serious. John's looking at me like, oh, yeah, sure. Nah, I'm being serious. Many morning folks are here. It's a good morning. Agree or disagree, doesn't make any difference. This is the New York Times this morning. This is distressing. Or maybe you won't find it distressing at all. I find it distressing because I believe in absolute freedom of speech and I don't fear anybody coming to this country with any alien or foreign ideas. And I've never understood people who are like that. Because you know what? If the American way of life is so good, and I believe it is, if this country is so great, and I believe it is, then we can withstand any challenge. Intellectual, militarily, anything. We're resourceful, smart people. We all have our dark moments about it. We all think, oh, geez, how are we ever going to get past this? But in reality, we always do. And we will. I mean, I've been crowing all morning about this. I've been crowing all morning about my experience about going Friday and having LASIK done to my eyes and what a total scientific marvel, painless and how easy and all of that is at Icon LASIK. And just I was marveling at just the whole total experience. Now, think of the things that we've invented in this country. Think of the things that we've come up with. Think of the ingenuity that we have. And we used to call it in the old days Yankee ingenuity. And I still think we have it. Sometimes we don't make the right decisions, but it doesn't necessarily mean as a whole we're doomed. So for all of the things you think that are bothering us, I think there are people capable out there of finding a way out. How fast they'll come to their senses, how fast they'll figure a way out of all of these things, I don't know. But I think eventually people do wake up, things do get changed. And the American commitment to free speech, we're known all over the world for it. However, here are two cases where we're not very tolerant of free speech. And the New York Times points this out this morning. The two cases pending in federal court in Manhattan will soon test how far the government can go in keeping Americans safe from what the State Department manual calls irresponsible expression of opinion by prominent aliens. I don't even have any idea what that means, other than it's stuff they don't agree with. One case concerns a decision by the Bush administration to bar a Muslim scholar from visiting the United States. The other is a criminal prosecution of two Brooklyn businessmen for transmitting Hezbollah's television station on their satellite service. The government's actions in these cases are reminiscent, civil liberties groups say, of another era. For about four decades that coincided roughly with the Cold War, the United States routinely barred intellectuals and literary figures from visiting here based on their political views. Some of those folks were Graham Greene, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Doris Lessing, who just, by the way, won a Nobel Prize. They were all excluded. And, of course, we have the old law, the McCarran-Walter Act, which was revived after the September 11th attacks, the U.S. Patriot Act of 2001, allows the government to deny visas to people who have used their position of prominence within any country to endorse or espouse terrorist activity. The government invoked the law back in 2004 when it denied a work visa to Tariq Ramadan, a Swiss philosopher and a Muslim intellectual. As a consequence, Professor Ramadan had to give up a teaching appointment at the World, in the words of the Guardian newspaper, the hotbed of Muslim extremism, the University of Notre Dame in Indiana. Which, to me, is absolutely and completely wrong. And so what if these two businessmen decided to show Hezbollah's television station in the United States? What's wrong with that? Now, I don't know if this moves you to the phones or not, but to me it certainly is an example of censorship. It certainly is an example of claiming that we're for free speech and then we're really not. And it's also a massive, massive sign of insecurity. Because if this country is that good, if this country is that great, what, you think a broadcast from Hezbollah's television station is going to talk you out of your feelings about your own country? And this whole idea of going after people for their ideas. We can stand the scrutiny. We can stand the challenge. I don't think there was anything wrong with letting Ahmadinejad speak when he was here. Because what ended up happening? What happened when Ahmadinejad spoke here? Well, he made an idiot out of himself, didn't he? There are no homosexuals in Iran. We all laughed. I mean, good God, how hard did you laugh over that? Granted, he's a nutcase, there's no question about it, but did he sell his own case to you? Or did you shake your head and say, this guy is just absolutely unplugged, disengaged, and ridiculous? Nothing he was selling anybody in their right mind would buy. I made the same case here, and I remember arguing with a lot of you about this. I made the same case when Hugo Chavez came here to the United Nations. Maybe what Hugo Chavez said about George W. Bush was true, but in the way he said it, no takers. Nobody in their right mind would believe anything Hugo Chavez said. Hugo Chavez comes across as being a clown. He has no credibility. He's just another tin-horn dictator with a big ego. In my opinion. I know he has his fans. So the question I'm asking here, do you agree with the government, and do you agree with their position that the government, in keeping America safe from what the State Department manual calls irresponsible expression of opinion by prominent aliens, is right to do two things? One, bar this Muslim scholar from visiting the United States, and two, criminal prosecution of two Brooklyn businessmen for transmitting Hezbollah's television station on their satellite service. Do you agree with that? Or do you think that in a country that prides itself on free speech, that we ought to allow any kind of speech at all as long as you cannot show that it directly harms, through fiscal activity, another individual or group of people? Example being, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. It would not be right to get on the media and advocate the assassination of some public figure because you disagreed with what the public figure was saying. Never mind the fact that Ann Coulter gets away with it on a regular basis. But you can't do that, because nobody's going to endorse that idea. But if you want to challenge America's foreign policy, if you want to challenge what America has to say, and you're not from the United States of America, what difference does it make? And you're going to take a teaching position. Now, I think there's a little bit of this in a lot of us, which is like, okay, if you're from some other place and you don't like it here and we're like this terrible, terrible place, then why don't you leave? However, on the other hand, it's important to be able to hear other points of view. It's important to be able to hear other people's points of view to see what they're saying, to see where they're coming from. It's one of my chief beefs with our whole situation with Iran. The best salespeople for the United States of America, our way of life, and the uniqueness about us, and the thing that makes us so charming, and the thing that makes us so cool, is the fact that you're the best salesperson, not George W. Bush, not Nancy Pelosi, not, you know what, you are. I am, John Turk is, your family is, so when people in other countries meet people like us, then what ends up happening is, the situations get diffused. The populace knows better. And we should champion an arena of free ideas. If Muslim scholars want to come here and they want to talk about the Quran and they want to talk about Islam and they want to talk about their vision of Islam and they want to challenge the United States and they want to challenge the United States' commitment to Israel, they want to challenge the United States on any level, let them come here and let them do it. If two businessmen want to run Al Jazeera, or in this case, because Al Jazeera is, you can see it here, but these two businessmen were running Hezbollah's television station on their satellite service, you know what? Why should they be in trouble for that? Doesn't the First Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantee them the right to be able to do it? And if you say no, it doesn't because they're not from the United States of America, how about the spirit of free speech in the United States of America? Wouldn't most of us stand up for their right to be able to do this stuff? Instead of siding for this police state kind of atmosphere, to me this is like one of the most critical things in the world. It is one of the most critical things in the world. And you know something else? It is the hardest thing in the world to get people to understand and defend the right to free speech. It is so hard to get them to understand that. The only other thing I know about there that's just as hard is separation of church and state. But you know what? When it comes to anything in the Bill of Rights or the spirit of the Bill of Rights, it's really hard to get people to get to buy this. They'll sell it down the tubes every single time. Why? Why would you give up something? Why would you give up something? I don't get it. Why would you cede it away? And maybe you didn't know this was going on, but it is going on, and so now you know. And now I want to know what you have to say about it. 303-713-7600. And I got a bunch of open lines. Don't make me whip out MacArthur Park, which, by the way, Waylon Jennings also did. Somebody sent me an email, and that's very true. I have his version of it. But don't make me whip out the original version of MacArthur Park and start getting ugly on your head. Get off your half moons. Don't suck free energy off the radio. Contribute to this. I want to hear what you have to say. Do you find this to be threatening, or do you support these folks' right to do this? And let's find out where you really do stand on the First Amendment, and let's see how libertarian you really are. 303-713-7600. I know it's Monday, and I know the tendency is to just kind of go, but you know what? I'm calling you to action. Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
EDU.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center, and I struggled for over 20 years with anxiety and depression. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now. Let me send you a wonderful free tape that could change your life.
For your free tape, call 1-800-866-0737. That's 800-866-0737. 1-800-866-0737. 6-0-7-3-7.
8:21, 21 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm struggling with a lack of phone calls. John, get MacArthur Park ready. We may need to use it here any minute. Paul, you want the Donna Summit? No, let's play the original.
I think that tortured him even worse.
You don't think the original version is?
The original version is pretty bad, but who likes Donna Summer? Sorry. Nobody.
Ooh, love to love you, baby. Maybe we should play that. Love to love you, baby. I gotta see if you can find that version.
Love to love you, baby.
Yeah, we'll just play this over and over again until you decide to call.
Love to love you, baby. Love to love you, baby.
I'm telling you, man, Gold LeMay rocks.
When you're laying so close to me.
Oh, jeez. All right, kill that. That's enough of that. I don't know. Maybe we'll compare that to MacArthur Park on the other side. Hey, fall is here, and you can see it out there with the weather, and now we're moving into winter. And lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely because of last winter's storms. But you know what? Not the LeafGuard gutter system. The LeafGuard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. Its protective system has a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products tell them that I sent you. Say, hey, J. Marvin sent you, and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, or you know what? You'll fall on the ground instead of falling into savings. LeafGuard, tell them J. Marvin sent you.
It's the Halloween sale at Toys R Us, and there is nothing scary about these deals. Come in now and get up to 50% off all Halloween costumes and accessories. Get a free Matchbox Haunted House playset with any Hot Wheels or Matchbox purchase of $25 or more. And all fun size or snack size bag candies on sale. Three bags for $4.79. Toys R Us, time for childhood. Deals valid through October 27th. Styles and selections vary by store. Limited quantities available. No rain checks. Continental U.S. only.
Let me tell you the short and sweet of sending a kid to college. Food from the Hood is an entrepreneurship program dedicated to sending kids to college. And all you have to do is go to a participating grocery store and buy Food from the Hood salad dressings. Then just think about all the kids you are helping by topping your salad with their famous all-natural, low-fat salad dressings from Food from the Hood. To learn more, visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. Also available at www.amazon.com.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair and slightly unbalanced. And as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program. Your radio support group of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America and all life on Earth.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An emotional musical interlude.
Spring was never waiting for us dear.
Oh, it my
went
God.
One step ahead.
Who is this?
As we followed in the dance.
Oh, this is Donna Summer.
Between the parted pages, we were pressed in love's hot fever.
You know what this is like?
Like a stripe of hair.
This is like the first time you ever go on a saltwater fishing boat when it's pitching to and fro and your stomach is squeamish and somebody says to you, hey, here, hold on to this squid. And you go over the side of the boat. Oh, God, we need Dramamine to even hear this. All right, let's go to the phones. We're talking about these two cases. Oh, I better tell you that it's 8:27, 27 minutes after 8. High today going to be 53 under sunny skies. These two cases, one is a Muslim scholar who wants to visit the United States, and the United States government says no. And the other is two businessmen who are being prosecuted for running Hezbollah on their satellite service in New York. And the two cases pending in federal court in Manhattan are going to test how far the government can go in keeping Americans safe from what the State Department manual calls irresponsible expression of opinion by prominent aliens. In other words, censorship, and they don't trust us to be able to make up our own minds about what's going down here. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning there, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen. You know, the third best-selling book in the United States before World War II, before we got into the war, was Mein Kampf. And the most avid readers of it were the people that were in the universities in particular, some students and a lot of the faculty and academicians at some of the, you know, greatest universities, the Harvards, the Princetons, et cetera, read it, and they were horrified by what they read. And they were starting to get the word out before the war came as to what a nut job this guy was. Now, remember that big business here kind of thought that he wasn't all that bad because put people back to work for the party, got the trains to run on time, they built the Autobahn, et cetera, you know. So he wasn't all that bad. So this book is no big deal, you know, and whatnot. But we didn't have the type of censorship that, you know, we're trying to impose today on our democratic freedoms, for the right to see whatever information we want to see about anything, including things that happen here in our country. And it's a real shame, because we need that to be able to fight whoever it is that we have to fight, you know, intellectually or otherwise. We need to be able to expose them. So when Ahmadinejad came to the UN, that was the perfect venue to put the spotlight on him and to see him for what he was.
So, yeah, because he made an idiot out of himself.
Total idiot, you know. And the only way that we can do that is to show them, hey, we are open, you know, and we're not afraid that you come in and you want to spew venom and poison all over the place. That's fine. We can take it. You know, we can take it, and as a matter of fact, we can turn it against you by, you know, our freedom and being able to take, you know, knowledge and use it against you. And today, I'm sorry, you know, way too much reality TV and all that. That's all we seem to care about and all. And one other thing, hey, Rupert Murdoch's an alien. The people that run the Washington Times, they're aliens.
Well, Rupert Murdoch, though, became a United States citizen.
Oh, he did. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know about Reverend Moon.
Reverend Moon, you know, he's the money behind the Washington Times.
Right, I don't know if he's an American citizen
or
not.
I don't know if you've ever read them online or anything else, but you read some of this stuff sometimes, and they're almost like Scientologists.
Yeah, well, you're right. That whole thing is twisted. I mean, they're extremely twisted. But you know what? I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I've talked about this before on the air. We're a nation of extremely scared people. Why are we so damn paranoid?
I don't know. I've asked myself that.
No, I mean, everybody gets paranoid over everything. Here's an example. A woman writes me a nasty email on Friday. She says, hour three of the podcast is missing. Could it be, and this was hour three of what, Friday's podcast, I guess. Hour three of Friday's podcast is missing. Could it be that you did something that they don't want us to hear, blah, blah, blah. You know what? We had a technical failure, and we didn't get hour three. Why is there always some kind of, like, conspiracy theory or paranoia out there about things that are going on, everything from 9/11 being an inside job to everything you can think of? There was a study out last week or the week before last about jihadists in this country, showing that there was no negligible amount, there was no amount of jihadists in this country,
right.
yet we're all running around like they're living next door to us.
Sure. Hey, there's jihadists, you know, right-wing, far-right, you know, Christian identity jihadists and everything. Now, I have, sure, that, you know, Timothy McVeigh and all that notwithstanding, but you know, incidents are going to happen. People get hurt every day in this country, and it's not a conspiracy. The conspiracy is that there is no conspiracy and all that. You have to live your life, and you have to stand up. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you have to stand up and say, you know, enough's enough. You were talking about how, you know, to talk to these people, and I get a little, you know, on the fringe sometimes. You want to throw mud, we'll throw rocks. You start throwing rocks, we're going to throw iron.
Why are we, in terms of intellectually. Yeah, but why are we so paranoid? One professor is going to come here and is going to overthrow the whole entire United States government and threaten society.
Exactly. We're too comfortable, and in a lot of ways that works in reverse. When we get too comfortable with what we have, we're not trying to aspire for greater things, which sometimes means roll up your sleeves. You know, guys, this is America. People used to band together and volunteer, raise the barn, you know, for crying out loud. We don't seem to do that. So when we get too comfortable, it's kind of like, oh, don't bother me, you know. And if you come and bother me, then you're a threat to me. And that, to me, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And you know what my background is, but I love the way the roots of this country have established themselves with all the blood and terrible history that have come along with that. We have seemed to be able to put out a better idea and a better product than all of the other countries that have ever come before us. And we're starting to lose that. And that, to me, it's not fear. It makes me angry.
All right. Well said, Mick.
You know?
Appreciate it.
I'm going to go see Hillary tomorrow. Say hello.
All right. Say hello to her for me.
I will.
All right. See ya.
Take it, bud.
A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. These two Should this Muslim scholar be allowed in the United States to have a residency at a university in Indiana? And also, the two businessmen who are being prosecuted for running Hezbollah television on their cable system, on their satellite system. And then the third thing, which I tacked on to here, is which we're absolutely a country full of paranoid people. We are absolutely, absolutely just scared to death of anything. We've got to get these aliens out of here. They're threatening this country. Oh, come on. What? Why is free speech such a threatening aspect to people's lives? It's true, though. I mean, every day you get up, it's something. You've got to be scared of something. Pick something. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and Gina checks traffic.
All right, Jay, well, we're still seeing that traffic stacked up on the eastbound side of I-76. It was temporarily blocked now at 270. It was due to a crash involving a pedestrian. So that's where you're going to be detoured off the interstate, eastbound I-76 at 270. Expect major gridlock in that area. Northbound I-25, not looking that much better between the Washington Street Bridge and Alameda. Same for westbound I-70. Between 270 and Vasquez, we also have a new crash right near Colorado. Weather outlook today expected to be sunny, breezy. We're looking for a high of 53, low of 33 tonight. Right now, fair and 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shea Homes is known for quality construction and customer service, and from now until the end of October, it's your chance to save big on your next home during the Red Hot Sale. Visit SheaHomes.com/click-and-save to find the deal that's right for you.
Tom Hartman.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760.
The following is a paid announcement from Americans for Energy Independence. America needs your help. It needs to wake up to the dangers of our dependence on foreign oil. So become the New Age Paul Revere and create a great 30 or 60 second video commercial for Americans for Energy Independence and support their message. The video must be topical and geared toward driving web traffic to www.ei2025.org. Ideas for you to consider include, but are not limited to, alerting people to the dangers of the U.S. being dependent on foreign oil, or what will life be like after peak oil if we do nothing. Go to www.ei2025.org and submit your video today. Submit your 30 or 60 second video commercial and help the country achieve energy independence by 2025. That website again is www.ei2025.org. Paid for by Americans for Energy Independence.
8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The feds have cut the rate again, and if you're a homeowner, the mortgage store is once again here with another great rate for you to take advantage of, 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with 6.0 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, you call now. You can defer your next two house payments. If you have a adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of the special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out-of-the-pocket closing costs. They're open in evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Hi, I'm Rita Bertoli, and I'm running for Lakewood Mayor to give citizens a voice in their local government. Help me preserve open space, fight for responsible growth, and protect private property and small business interests. Vote Rita for mayor.
Paid for by Rita versus Goliath.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
half of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, combative but caring. Sunny, high today, 53. Two cases facing the United States government and their ability to limit free speech in this country and their ability to be able to say who comes here and be able to talk about what. One concerns a Swedish Muslim scholar who they're trying to keep out from visiting the United States. The other one is about two businessmen who broadcast Hezbollah TV on their satellite system in New York, and the government is prosecuting them. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Alan in Westminster. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's good to hear your voice.
Nice to have you on.
I haven't talked to you for a while, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Sometimes you get busy. So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, all this is about is to continue to be able to demonize those people over there so we can continue this march towards war with Iran. We don't have the resources to get another war going on. We've got enough on our plate taking care of the mess we've made in Iraq. But they want to, if we can't talk to them, we can't get our arms around the problems, the subjects that are going on. You know, that's the way I look at it. Is it's all about the media control that the military-industrial state has foisted upon us. You know, like GE owns NBC and Westinghouse owns CBS. And
yeah, but that has nothing to do with this case.
Well, I think that
that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. This has nothing to do with that whole argument. That what this has to do with is the Justice Department and the State Department and their actions. That's what it has to do with.
Yeah, well, but I see it as they're trying to suppress the other side of the story by preventing them from even being able to talk about it.
Well, yeah, but how does GE, I mean, come on, in all seriousness, GE has nothing to do with this.
Well, I'm talking about the message that we're allowed to get through the media that is available.
Yeah, but the media has nothing to do with this.
Well, the thing about broadcasting Hezbollah's feed through the
but they're not using that as that has nothing to do with it. The two cases that are pending in federal court are coming from the Justice Department and the State Department, not the media and not the FCC, and you can't hang that on any of those folks.
Well, it still boils down to controlling the message that is available to people. If you don't allow somebody that has the opposing point of view concerning the Muslim issue into the country in order to be able just on the very small limited basis to which they would be able to communicate their message through their classroom in whatever college it is that they are going to in the United States, it would still be allowing this other point of view to slip in there where they've so successfully demonized that whole race, that whole culture.
Okay, but it has nothing. Let's be clear about this. It has nothing to do with your hypothesis about GE and NBC and the media. It has nothing to do with that because we've done this before in this country. We did it before back in the Cold War era.
Well, it's controlling the message so that the current, you know. No, the overall demonization of the Muslim and the Arab culture can continue on. Have you ever seen Mosaic on Link TV on the satellite feed, where they show all the different countries, Dubai and United Arab Emirates, and you know various Arab news programs? I think it's very important that we can see how they're looking at the world. And I admit,
but that has nothing to do with what you first said.
Well, I think that it's all interrelated.
How is that interrelated? I don't understand.
Well, we're allowed so much to see, so much. You have so much, so many channels on the TV.
What that amounts to is the marketplace. That doesn't amount to.
No.
To any kind of ideology. If you think it amounts to any kind of ideology, then you don't know the broadcast business.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that by preventing this alternative feed of the Hezbollah channel and prosecuting anybody that puts that out there and not allowing the scholar to come in that may have a different point of view, it will continue this march the direction that they want to go with this. And
okay, you know, who's they?
The money sources that are own the four major, five major.
Okay, so what you're alleging here is you're alleging that, say, for instance, the head of NBC or the head of CBS or the head of ABC or the head of Clear Channel or the head of anybody, that they call up the Justice Department and the State Department and say, we cannot permit to have Al Jazeera, we cannot permit to have Hezbollah being broadcast on a satellite service, nor can we allow to have a Muslim scholar visit the United States. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all, sir. What I'm saying is that they have so successfully permeated our culture with this fear, which is what you were talking about earlier, that, you know, of just anything about that is such a threat to us, that it's not the owners of these media outlets that are doing this, it's the people that they have managed to instill all this fear into their hearts.
You don't think that it could be some people who are working in the State Department and or some people who are working in the Justice Department or people who are in the administration who think that they are doing the right thing, but indeed what they are is they're zealots and they have the wrong idea of what America should stand for and what free speech is all about? Don't you think instead of constructing some gigantic conspiracy, why not just look at it that way?
Well, it's because it's not necessarily the gigantic conspiracy in that it's just they have created this policy that they need to continue going with that policy and through the promotion.
You know, you keep saying that. Who's they? Name names.
The administration, as you were saying.
What does the administration have to do with NBC and CBS?
The NBC is GE, which is the jet engines that fly the bombs into Iraq and Iran, and CBS is Westinghouse and makes the bombs that they're dropping.
So are you saying that the chairman of the board of GE calls the White House and says, oh, you know, we can't have this Muslim guy coming in here?
No, not necessarily. It's about the just supporting the war effort. If you allow for
If GE and MSNBC totally supports the war effort, then how do you explain Keith Olbermann?
Well, you know, they have to have. You're getting back to the market driving forces. There are people like us out there that want to hear Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, see, that's what I think their whole deal is. I think their whole deal is based on market driving forces. If they didn't think it would sell, then they wouldn't stick it on. Are they for diversity of opinion? No, they're for profit. So they really don't care. But these two cases don't have anything to do with that. What these two cases have to do with is the same old thing of zealotry and believing that they're trying to protect the country from elements that are going to do harm, when in reality we don't need them to protect us. This is not a totalitarian regime, and we can make up our own minds as to what we think is right and what we think is wrong. I think they're separate issues.
No, I agree with this. I'm just saying that in a roundabout way, by preventing the message from ever even having a chance to be discussed, it goes back to just the general fear that was used to create the war in Iraq in the first place.
Well, you know what? I would go even a step further. I'll bet you that if any of the networks could get an exclusive interview with any of these folks, they would take them and they'd put them on because it would mean ratings.
Well, maybe we should all write them a letter and say, well, instead of trying to stop them,
but I don't think that that in any way, shape, or form is going to influence the State Department. I mean, the State Department manual calling for the irresponsible expression of opinions by prominent aliens and keeping America safe from that. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a whole separate issue.
And then it's stomping on the First Amendment, definitely.
Yeah, in the spirit of it. And you can say that, people or aliens don't have any First Amendment rights, and you could make that case, but the letter in the spirit of what the United States is all about would indicate that people should believe otherwise. That as long as people don't advocate violence, they should be able to say exactly what they want to say. Who cares where they come from? And we should be mature enough and secure enough to be able to stand up against any kind of BS.
Well, the war on terrorism is horribly racist. You know, after people of color, and you go down there to the detention camps.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, well,
you keep going off on this, and this is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, the idea is that somebody comes here from another country and expresses what some people would deem to be an unpopular viewpoint, and the idea that that's what this country is all about is that as long as you don't advocate violence, you have it should be a haven for unpopular viewpoints, and that we shouldn't be threatened by people who want to come here from other countries and talk about things that are not necessarily popular.
Well, unfortunately, that is part of the problem with the Hezbollah, though, is that they do have a violent edge in what they're saying, and that would be something that they would be able to argue. But as long as we don't hear a cohesive picture of what they have to say, we're never going to be able to get around what is causing them to have this violent attitude. And
as long as they don't advocate violence against us.
Well, they do. You know, that's one of the.
Well, if they're not, if they're doing it in the broadcast, that's one thing. But if they're not doing it in the broadcast, that's the whole other thing. And we have plenty of cases where people have advocated violence in this country, and nothing has happened to them. And Ann Coulter would be one good example.
Oh,
and
exactly.
And there have been other ones. Alan, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest issue, of course, is this closure of eastbound I-76 that we have at 270. That was due to a pretty bad crash there. Traffic virtually at a standstill, so watch out for that detour there at 270. Looks like you'll see traffic stacked up back to I-25. Washington Street Bridge to Alameda, northbound side of I-25, still stop and go. Westbound I-70 between 270 and Vasquez. That was due to multiple crashes along that stretch, and the eastbound side still seeing some delays from the Curiosity slowing as well. Weather outlook today should be a nice day. We'll see mostly sunny skies with a high of 53 right now. Fair at 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get Nissan's 100-point courtesy checkup. Receive a complimentary inspection of your Nissan performed by their factory-trained technicians.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain. Isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate, you do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
This just in. We have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Our people panic, special agent.
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
An SUV. Now is the time to do it, and the place to do it is Rockies. They have the cleanest selection of late model previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. I mean, a whopping selection. And numerous ways to finance. They're matching down. Incentive comes into play. You can see the inventory online on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. Or get out there and see my friends Tom and Marvell Shearer and Spanky Herrera and Colby Harris and all the gang out of Rockies, and they'll take really good care of you, and the selection is impressive. So whatever it is you're looking for, and particularly if you're looking, well, whatever it is, they've got just a lot of everything. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. You don't get that kind of track record unless you do something right. And they do something right. They take care of their customers. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., which means they're open until 9 tonight. So if you got a hankering for an all-wheel drive vehicle, or you want an SUV or whatever it is you're looking for, there's no better place to go than to see my friends at Rockies Autos. They'll treat you right. They'll get you the kind of deal you want, and they'll get you the kind of vehicle you can afford. And they are not in to holding it against you if you don't buy anything. But I'll tell you something. If you're out there looking, before you go to any other car store, I recommend you go check out Rockies, and you'll see that they tower way above the rest. Rockies Autos, great place to do business with. I've had a relationship with them now going on 11 years, might even be 12, that I've had a relationship with them. Mary and I have bought numerous vehicles there and have had nothing but great results. Rockies Autos, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're right there. You can't miss them. 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful, and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-653-4896. That's 1-800-653-4896. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-653-4896.
Just get naked and put sal palmetto or whatever that stuff is all over my body. What is that? Sal palmetto. Yeah. Hey, baby. Let's get together and have a sal palmetto party. That also sounds like a really good air name, doesn't it, for a disc jockey. 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour with Sal Palmetto. Taking your requests. Don't you think, John?
Yeah, I think we need to invent a new air talent named Sal Palmetto. I love it.
And it's time to take a look at Rocky Sports with Sal Palmetto. Don't you think? And it's the Rockies Bullpen Show with Sal Palmetto. All right, we're talking about these two folks. Well, actually, there's three of them that are in trouble with the government because they're threatening our security. Let's go to Summer in Thornton. Summer, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So I wanted to know what the two gentlemen in New York are being charged with.
Aiding and abetting terrorists.
Can they, I mean, do they have a decent lawyer? Because I'm pretty sure there are plenty of prior rulings that would, you know, trump that charge.
Well, I hope so. I hope it turns out to be right, and we won't know until the next couple of weeks. Summer, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I hate to cut you off, but I'm out of time. Craig Aaron, communication director at Free Press. We'll talk about the TV spectrum and what's going on with the FCC coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair
and slightly unbalanced.
The Tom Hartman Program. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you in an 80-20 loan? Payments on the first adjusting so high you can't afford them? You can't refi without paying off the second, and you can't roll it in because the value isn't there. American Guarantee Mortgage can help with their exclusive Home Saver program. They'll get you a new first FHA loan with fixed lower payments, and they'll get your second lender to subordinate. You'll have lower payments to ride out the storm until your home value goes up. Call today, the Home Saver program. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Medicine cabinets full of tranquilizers, diet pills, and stimulants have provided the basis for the drug culture. Throw out what you don't use and don't use what you don't need. A message for a healthier tomorrow, courtesy of First Source Plumbing and Heating, 913 East 75th Avenue in Denver, where service is more than a word, it's a fact based on their dedication to quality and integrity. That's First Source Plumbing and Heating, another concerned business working for the betterment of the community.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
This fire will probably be the worst fire this county has ever seen.
San Diego County Sheriff Bill Collender's wildfires rage. Collender is pleading with residents to leave their homes if they're told to evacuate.
Your life is more important than any property that you have.
This is Steve Futterman in Malibu. The Santa Ana winds are back at full force this morning. The winds are buffeting the more than dozen wildfires that continue to burn out of control throughout Southern California. Here in Malibu, there have been some major flare-ups already today. The orange glow that could be seen overnight turned into a thick, dark cloud of smoke. It's going to be a long day for firefighters.
One death is being blamed on a fire burning near San Diego. Four firefighters and at least 10 other people have been hospitalized. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in seven counties. Well, it's not getting any less expensive for young people to hang a diploma on the wall.
You moms and dads probably already knew this, but the experts say it's costing more, sometimes a lot more, to send the kids to college. Case in point, on average, the College Board says from 1997 through this year, tuition and fees at four-year public schools jumped 54% in inflation-adjusted dollars for full-time students. The increase was 49% in the preceding decade, meaning these college costs are rising faster. At the same time, more students are relying on private rather than public loans to fund their education. Bottom line, a college education is getting more expensive. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
A name synonymous with rating restaurants is now going to do the same for some doctors. Zagat is teaming up with WellPoint, one of the country's largest health insurers. The rating will be done by WellPoint's members, says the company's Jason Gorovic.
When most people need a doctor, the first thing they do is ask friends and colleagues for a recommendation. Now there's a way to get a recommendation from 35 million people across the country.
The rating categories will include trust, communication, availability, and office environment. As Turkey moves troops and equipment close to the Iraq border, a Baghdad government spokesman this morning says Kurdish rebels will announce a ceasefire tonight. In a few hours, President Bush will perform a somber function as he gives the Congressional Medal of Honor to the parents of Lieutenant Michael Murphy, a Navy SEAL killed during fighting in Afghanistan. Murphy's mother, Maureen, says the last time she saw her son was Easter Sunday, 2 months before his death.
And I remember I said, bye, Mike, and I never said goodbye. But I looked at him and he said, Mommy, you never say goodbye. And I said, oh, I didn't mean that. I mean, I'll see you. And he said to me, Mommy, you'll see me again.
Murphy's the first Medal of Honor recipient from the war in Afghanistan. Investors are hoping this week begins better than last week ended with a 367-point drop in the Dow. Trader Teddy Weisberg is not panicking.
And I remember I said, bye, Mike.
If we start to see some more positive earnings as the week wears on, that perhaps... Perhaps not going to be as ugly as some people suggest it's going to be.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 92 points. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Rockies finally know who they'll be playing and where. When the World Series gets underway on Wednesday, it'll be in Beantown, the Red Sox winning the American League pennant, beating Cleveland last night. Denver's KUSA-TV says the chief judge of federal courts in Colorado is the subject of yet another investigation. Nine News says the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has gotten a complaint from attorney Jeannie Elliott that U.S. District Judge Edward Nottingham parked in a space reserved for the disabled last month. She says she was behind Nottingham's car when he did it.
He said, "Get out of my way." He had in his hand his wallet and a cell phone, and he said, "If you don't get out of my way, I'm a federal judge. I'm going to call the U.S. Marshals and have them arrest you."
You recall back in September, Nottingham came under scrutiny after visiting a strip joint. Colorado's criminal background checks for school employees have weeded out dozens of teachers and teacher applicants with criminal convictions and misdemeanor allegations. From 2001 through 2005, the State Department of Education suspended or revoked licenses for 151 teachers, 51 of those cases involved sexual misconduct. And a cancer awareness group and an international team of musicians claim to have staged the world's highest rock concert on the slopes of Mount Everest. Denver-based Love, Hope, Strength Foundation says the Everest Rock Concert was held yesterday at 18,500 feet. Broncos beat the Steelers 31-28 on Jason Elam's 49-yard field goal last night as time expired. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Finally, they got eastbound I-76 back open at 270, so it's going to take a little bit, but traffic should start shaking loose and moving through there once again. Still have stop-and-go conditions, though, on the westbound side of I-70. That's between Chambers and Vasquez. Northbound 25's been struggling for a while from the Washington Street Bridge toward Alameda, both of those due to crashes. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 9, FCC chairman offers ownership plan. FCC chairman lays out plan for decision on how many media properties one company can own. And our guest is Craig Aaron, communications director of Free Press. Before joining Free Press, he was an investigative reporter for Public Citizens Congressional Watch, where he helped create and launch the WhiteHouseForSale.org website. Craig previously worked as the managing editor of In These Times magazine and as the author of the book Appeal to Reason, 25 Years in These Times. And you can find out more about Free Press at www.freepress.net. And, Craig, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, right off the bat I can say, in the case, let's say, of Chicago, I could understand and I could see the argument for allowing Sam Zell, who is a big investor and a big part of the community, I can see the argument for allowing him to be able to hang on to WGN-TV, WGN Radio, and also the Chicago Tribune, because his main goal there is to try to keep the Tribune in Chicago. But the idea of so many television and radio stations being owned by so few people, to me, it's just so wrong. And here's Kevin Martin trying to speed this thing up and trying to loosen these rules in mid-November or maybe possibly in December, as if he's going to try to get this done before there might be an administration change in Washington.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. You're seeing the beginnings of, the writing is on the walls. There's a year left in the Bush administration. This is one of the big favors that somebody promised to somebody coming in, and despite the overwhelming public opposition, and you can look at the comments filed at the FCC, 97-98% of them against changing these rules. You go to any one of the public hearings they've held across the country where, again, an overwhelming 99 out of 100 people at every stop opposed this change, bipartisan opposition on the Hill, and yet because of this slim Republican majority at the FCC, they have proposed, are shopping around something inside the building, a very aggressive timetable, trying to sneak through these rule changes in time to give a massive handout to Sam Zell so that he can complete his Tribune deal, and, before this has a chance of becoming one of those presidential campaign issues. That was the theory, but when this story showed up on the front page of the New York Times last week, it may have exploded in Chairman Martin's face, because it has really awoken a broad cross-section of groups and people who haven't necessarily been paying a lot of attention to this media ownership issue since they last tried to sneak through these changes in 2003. Already you saw Senator Byron Dorgan and Senator Trent Lott, two members of Congress who don't agree on a whole lot, but they fired off a letter immediately to Chairman Martin and are planning to hold oversight hearings. Lots of activity starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, what is this guy doing? We don't need our media, what we watch, see, and hear every day to fall into even fewer and fewer hands. And that's exactly what this would do. And in fact, my group, Free Press, is preparing a large filing. There are comments due at the FCC today. They're going to be filing more than 300 pages worth of comments, really dismantling the FCC's research and showing that their own data proves that this what's called newspaper broadcast cross-ownership is a bad idea because of the tremendously negative impact it has on local news. The fact is that if one station becomes cross-owned, that one station might do a little bit more local news, but our research shows that in the market as a whole, when you have one company owning all the outlets, that the overall amount of news, the choices, the competitive reporting, that diminishes. And that follows a whole series of things that have been done, by the FCC's own economists, showing that locally owned stations do more local news, and that's what people want. They want coverage of their communities. And this massive giveaway would only serve the bottom line of a couple of big moguls like Sam Zell and Rupert Murdoch and not serve the public interest whatsoever.
Well, if you just take a look across the spectrum, you look at talk radio. It used to be in the old days that you could drive into any town that had a talk station. You could find out what was locally going on in that city. Now you drive in and you don't have that because it's all syndicated programming. There might be one or two live shows. And then on top of that, most news departments have been diminished, totally. And the whole idea, to me, the whole thing here amounts to this. We have to decide in this country, do the airwaves, is there some public commitment for being able to have a license to have a broadcast entity? Is there some public commitment to that? Or do we treat that like any other business and that they're basically, other than the standard business licenses that are given out, there's no payment due for that privilege?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It used to be when the FCC called, when you were a radio license holder, you got nervous because they had that power to take away the license, and they held you accountable. And not only that, but you actually had to at times face your community and talk about what kind of job you're doing. Unfortunately, during several decades worth of what they'd like to call deregulation, but it's really just special favors for a few big companies, that's gone away. Now all you do is send in a postcard. And we've seen alongside with that, this growing dissatisfaction with what a lot of the traditional media is providing local communities. We've seen the disappearance in many cases of radio news, for sure, and the squeezing of newsrooms and all of the different platforms. This is not what the American public wants, and they've said it time and again, but because this policy-making process has become so corrupted and for so long simply happened behind closed doors without any kind of a public involvement or public consent, you know, it's become completely broken. And now, unfortunately, the majority of the FCC seems to think it's their job to review these, when they review these rules, to only go in one direction, which is more consolidation, more concentration. And we've seen exactly what you've described, you know, syndicated programming everywhere. On the music side of the dial, the same cookie-cutter content. You know, there are newscasts, but they're being fed from central locations and simulcast, and, you know, lots of stories about celebrities and crime and things that don't ever challenge anyone who's actually in power. And this is one of those moments, this sort of line in the sand here with the FCC, that, you know, a battle that we thought we'd fought and won here just a couple years ago, but because of the power vested in this small group, you know, they're doing it again, and they're trying to see what can they get away with before the end of the Bush administration.
Well, we lost it ever since Telecom 96, and I've talked to numerous congresspeople, I've talked to senators. It just doesn't register. I mean, nobody seems to, and when you say the public doesn't want it, this isn't even a front burner issue in the presidential campaign.
Well, it isn't yet. Although, you know, we saw in 2003, again, this is an issue they thought they could just get it done while we were in the run-up to war and nobody would really pay attention. And in the end, 3 million people contacted the FCC and Congress over this issue of media ownership. As Michael Copps, one of the FCC commissioners, one of the Democrats on the commission, says, he didn't believe that 3 million people even knew what the FCC was. So when people do hear about these issues, when they start to hear that one company could control conceivably 8 radio stations, 3 TV stations, the daily newspaper, all of the big local websites, the alternative weekly in their town, they don't want it, and they will take action. But it has to be put before them, and I think the same thing goes with members of Congress. You know, in 1996, most of these guys had no idea what they were voting for. There was one line in a, you know, 300-page bill that completely deregulated radio ownership caps, made it so that the Clear Channels of the world could own, you know, 1,000 stations across the country. Other big companies could own hundreds of stations across the country. Fast forward to 2003, however, when there was organized public opposition, and the Senate actually voted to throw out the rules that they tried to change. The House would have come, would have done exactly the same, except for Tom DeLay got in the way and struck a deal. So this is one of those issues that is not always on the front burner, but I think a lot more people than you think are beginning to wake up and see what's going on here, and just see how much these media policy decisions that for so long have been done behind closed doors with no public scrutiny, no coverage from the traditional media, that how much impact they have on what we actually do see, hear, and read every day, on what kind of news and information we get, on even having a competitive environment in which, you know, there's a bunch of reporters on a story getting all of the angles, bringing out different opinions. You can trace back all of the decline of that all the way back to these media policy decisions, and that's why they're so important.
9:16, 60 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Craig Aaron, Communications Director of Free Press with us. Go to freepress.net. Is this a business? How would you describe the right to own a broadcast license?
Well, it certainly is a business, but it's a public trust. Broadcasters are given access to the public airwaves at no charge, and they're allowed to use that access to make a lot of money. You don't need to believe any broadcaster who claims they're poor. Don't believe them. You know, owning a broadcast license is practically a license to print money. And with that, you know, giveaway of the public airwaves to these broadcasters comes a responsibility. They're supposed to have a responsibility to serve the public interest. Somewhere along the way, too many broadcasters have lost sight of that responsibility, and they've just come to believe that the public airwaves belong to them, but they don't. It's a scarce resource, which does make it different than other businesses. No one is suggesting that these guys shouldn't make a profit. In fact, I can think of a lot of people that would be very happy to trade places with their local broadcasters in order to enjoy the profit margins that they do. But with that, there's a responsibility. You have to serve local communities. You have to ensure a diversity of voices on the airwaves. You got to make sure that local issues are being covered. That's why we have the FCC, supposedly. That's why we have these laws on the books, to ensure that broadcasters meet their obligations. And that's really what the FCC should be doing and what they should be focusing on, instead of just giving more and more power to this small group of media conglomerates.
Yeah, there's also the idea, too, that entrepreneurship and competitiveness also does a lot to you know, to advance the whole idea of diversity in programming and innovative choices. And now you don't have that either because there's nobody to compete against, basically.
Right. There's just a handful of companies, and that's what we've really lost. You know, our local markets, we get a greater variety when people are competing, trying out new formats, doing new things, introducing new voices, trying to get an edge. Nobody's suggesting we should take away that competition. In fact, that's been the problem, is we have this sort of myth that deregulation means just give more power to a handful of companies. But really, there's no such thing. We're going to have regulations one way or the other, as if, you know, somebody tries to broadcast on your frequency is going to find out very quickly when the FCC comes down and knocks down their door and forces them off the air. You know, we're going to regulate these airwaves. The question is, who's going to benefit? Is it just going to be this small number of companies, or is it going to be a wider variety of companies and entrepreneurs and the entire public? And whether the issue is media ownership, whether we're talking about internet access, internet service, it all comes back to that. The public is better served with more choices, more competition. And, you know, the fact is, you used to be able to go down to your local radio station. If you wanted to get in the business, you might be able to hook on with an internship, get a job.
Yeah, that's how I started.
Find an opportunity. And we're beginning to lose that local connection to the community, because the only person who can afford to buy a radio station anymore is Clear Channel or Viacom or, you know, one of the other big Cumulus, one of the other big companies.
Well, 9 times out of 10, you get on a local radio station, there's nobody there to see. It's just all coming in off the satellite.
That's right, with pre-programmed choices and, you know, playlists that you can't get away from and, you know, a completely syndicated programming. It doesn't mean, you know, there's not an audience for some of that syndicated programming, but certainly you go out and ask radio listeners if they want more choice, more variety, more coverage of what's happening in their communities. Almost every time they're going to tell you that they do.
But in the end, doesn't that catch up with them? Because in the end, doesn't that force people to go to such things as iPods and other alternatives to try to be able to find entertainment?
Well, on the entertainment side, I think there's no question about it, and they're hurting themselves by adopting these sort of cookie-cutter, unchanging formats, because people do. They give up. They stop listening to the local radio, which they would have been happy to. But the fact is, most people don't want to have to do all that searching on their own. They like, you know, smart people who understand their musical tastes or whatever the case may be to tell them what's going on. And the other problem, and the real problem when it comes to news and information, is that you're not going to get really much coverage of your local school board election on your iPod. You know, you're not going to get the information to hold your local leaders accountable. And if your local news and talk stations are only bringing in this sort of national content, Rush Limbaugh and whatever, you're not going to hear any of that. And it's going to be that much harder for you to know what's going on. You got one company that owns all those outlets in your community, you're very likely to only get one opinion about local events.
Yeah, and their attitude basically is that they don't want the public telling them or having any input on how they run their business. I mean, I think everybody missed that with the whole IMUS situation, in which people hid behind the idea of free speech. Well, there is no free speech in corporate America, but what they were really saying was, wait a minute, we don't want anybody to tell us how to run our business, and it irritates us when the public gets active and gets concerned and starts caring about what's going on.
No, that's the last thing they want, and that's the last thing that the FCC wants, and there's the opportunity, is that there's still a chance out there, even if sometimes it seems increasingly slim, for organized people to beat that organized money. And, you know, ultimately the members of Congress are going to have to respond to the voters. And if they're agitated about this issue, if they're drawing attention to it, it will change that behavior. And that's, unfortunately, for too long in media policy, and the 1996 Telecom Act is the perfect example, that was completely lost. There was no real opportunity for public input or involvement, and, you know, the industry lobbyists were the ones writing the bills. And, you know, I'd like to think we're moving in the other direction now, but clearly at the FCC, they are really making one last strong effort to sneak through something, you know, through the back door before the public has a chance to weigh in, to know what's going on. You know, the members of Congress should be going out to people in their communities and saying, well, what do you think the future of the media should look like? But unfortunately, they haven't been doing that, and that's how we end up with things like what Kevin Martin is trying to push through at the FCC right now.
Is there a chance to put the genie back in the bottle?
Well, I guess I'd say the answer is yes and no. I mean, there's definitely right now the chance to stop them from making things worse. And this first battle, what's happening right now at the FCC, what they're trying to do before the end of the year, what they will likely continue to try to do in early 2008, is something that's a defensive battle. That's something we need to stop, and we need to tell the FCC to step back, to to look at all this evidence that's been gathered, to hear the public's voice on this, and to really do their due diligence, not simply take their preordained conclusions and push them through. Long term, the goal has to be bigger, and that has to be rolling back media consolidation. That's a much harder fight. That's a much longer fight. I don't think it's impossible. You know, one of the dirty secrets of media consolidation is that a lot of times it doesn't work. And we're seeing some of the biggest companies suddenly find that maybe they got a little bit too big. And there's some opportunities coming up where they're starting to sell some stations. Unfortunately, right now, because of the way the rules are, they're only selling them to other big companies. But as people begin to demand more local media, there becomes an opportunity, hopefully, for more local entrepreneurs, local business people to begin to take back some of the local airwaves. We're not there yet, but we got to start laying the groundwork. And the fact is that that's why this fight right now, you know, even if newspaper broadcast cross-ownership, which is the big rule they're going after, sounds kind of wonky and obscure, that's why it's so important, because it's that decision that will put us on one path or the other, right? One of those critical junctures. If we can, you know, stop them right here and say this has gone too far, then we can begin to start pushing back in the next administration with some more proactive policies and a broader vision for what our media should be doing.
All right, we talk here a lot on this program, and talk radio talks a lot about what's wrong, not how to solve. For those of us who are listening to this conversation, I include myself in this, what is it, what's the first step? What can we do?
Well, the first thing that everybody can do today is to call your representatives in Congress, your member of Congress and your senators, and tell them to perform the role they're supposed to be performing, which is one of oversight of the FCC. The way to stop the FCC from doing these deals in secret is to drag them into Congress and have oversight hearings and put it all in the light of day. That's going to make these media executives, media lobbyists, and the commissioners at the FCC a lot more skittish once people are actually paying attention. That's how we stopped it in 2003. That's how we can stop it now. So that's the first step, is to call Congress. If you haven't already filed comments, which I imagine many of your listeners haven't, with the FCC, they can go to a website called stopbigmedia.com. Lots of easy ways. There's talking points and letters and comments. Make it easy for you in a couple clicks to do that. That's the easy thing to do. Long term is to begin to really pay attention to what's happening in your local media and begin to hold those local outlets accountable. They're supposed to answer to you as the public. Your local radio station, including this one, has to keep a public file where they list their complaints. If you hear something you don't like on the radio, you should hold those folks accountable. You should let your members of Congress know, and you should let the FCC know. That's the only way we're going to begin to turn this around. But the first step is calling Congress. Say, Congress, do your job. We need oversight of the FCC. We need hearings, and we need to slow down this process so that we get it right. Because once the genie is out of the bottle on this next round of consolidation, it really will be nearly impossible to turn it back.
Craig, thank you. I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, well, happy to do it anytime. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. There's Craig Aaron, Communications Director of Free Press, and you can check them out at freepress.net. 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Open phones underway.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. And that helps us all breathe a little easier. Each mature tree left standing helps absorb about 48 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
I could definitely get on, and I could definitely say to you, okay, you know what? This could be happening to you. But the good news is you can do something about it. Call 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or go online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Let me tell you something. This takes no time at all. It doesn't hurt. And you get total and complete peace of mind. That's the great news. 303-443-SCAN.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquint, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquint to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquint's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires. Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, Mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquint can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-AQUENT or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
I can't sleep much longer, Melinda. The sun is getting high.
That hurts your throat a little damp, doesn't it?
I can't help.
9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going to be nice today. High today, 53. All right. We'll go to the phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. It's fine with me. 303-713-7600. But before we do that, and I got one line open. Don't I? And somebody sent me an email saying, listen, you're not going to play you're not going to play the Richard Harris version of MacArthur Park? Are we supposed to be grateful for that? Well, I could play it. I don't understand why nobody likes that song. Why don't you like it? You don't like it, do you, John?
I just don't think I relate to it. I'm a little young.
Well,
it's a little long.
What do you have to relate to about it?
It's not about, I don't know.
It's not about relating to anything.
Maybe that's the point. There's nothing to relate to in the song. MacArthur's Park, what's it about?
I don't know. There are a lot of songs out there, though, that you can't relate to.
It's kind of too opera-y. It sounds like something you'd hear in a musical, and I hate musicals. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, I guess. So in other words, you're not going to be taking your family anytime soon to the Pirates of Penzance, for instance.
Absolutely not.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, the circus is about the only thing that's kind of close to a musical that I'll go to and enjoy. You'll never catch me at the ballet, the opera. Not into that kind of thing.
I like some opera. I wish I could appreciate the ballet, but I don't appreciate it. But I don't appreciate it because I don't get it. I'm not smart enough.
But to answer your question, MacArthur's Park reminds me of something you'd hear in a musical.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
It's horrible.
I don't know, Gina, you think it's horrible?
I'm sorry? You always do that to me. Ask me half the question.
Well, I thought you were listening. Do you think MacArthur Park is horrible?
It's never been one of my favorites. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I like, before he passed, I loved Richard Harris, but I just never liked the song.
Well, how about if Wayne Newton does it?
No, thank you.
Elvis?
No.
Oh, so it doesn't make any difference?
No.
Frankie Valli?
No, I wouldn't like it.
All those other, Neil Diamond, all those other lamoids that you love?
What? You have no idea who I love and who I don't love.
Okay, what about if AC/DC did it?
Well, that would be interesting.
Or Metallica.
What about the Rolling Stones?
I like that. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. See, I never really was into that either.
No, I'm not into that either. Are you into that, Gina?
No. I saw it, when it first came out, midnight thing, but I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I've never even seen it.
Oh, well, you haven't missed anything.
Now we're going to get people are going to say, well, you don't know what you're missing. No, I don't want to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't, Come on. Let's do the Frankenstein again, or whatever the hell it is. Isn't that in there?
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Yeah, I know.
The
really,
show,
not
everything.
Really, yeah, everything about it.
It's Let's Do the Time Warp again.
Oh, so it is? Let's Do the Time Warp? Yeah. Okay. Well, John knows it. John likes it. You like it, don't you, John?
Well, I just remember that video playing on MTV about every other segment back when they first came on the air.
God, MTV doesn't even play videos anymore?
It's sad.
Video killed the radio star. The only good thing to ever come out of MTV, two videos were the only two good videos to ever come out of MTV. You know which ones those were?
What?
You're gonna say Mexican Radio.
Mexican Radio.
What's number two?
Nina, 99 Luft Balloons.
No.
Are you serious?
I love Nina. Matter of fact, let's play that song coming back. 99 Luft Balloons. You don't like that? I like German. I like German. I like the sound I love a woman with a heavily German accent.
What does that mean?
Well, it's some kind of Jewish paranoia, erotic attraction to like a woman who talks like a woman who talks like Greta Garbo or something. I don't know.
As we delve into your psyche.
And, yeah, and probably nobody out there knows who Greta Garbo is. But, to have some woman that, come on, Nina, come over to my house dressed in black boots with a whip and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Fishnet stockings. Oh. No, I don't know. Something
Yikes.
About it. I like Germany. I'm fascinated with it. What, you're not? Well, no, I guess a lot of people aren't. Okay, name me one country you're fascinated with real quick.
Greece.
Ooh, see, Greece scares me. Too dangerous.
Really?
Would you like to go to Greece?
Yes. And I'd love to go to Israel.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Israel. No question. I keep planning to go but never get around to it. No question.
I like those warmer Mediterranean countries with Romantic languages.
Oh, so you think Hebrew is romantic?
I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, I do too. And I like the way Spanish sounds. And I like the way German sounds. And I like the way French sounds.
I tried to teach my boxer that passed away. I tried to teach him German one time.
Achtung! Schnell! See, yeah. the only thing we know, the only thing baby boomers know about Germany, about German language, and when I say baby boomers, I'm saying people my age, is from all the World War II movies and the combat shows, television shows. Achtung, schnell, raus, Amerikaner. See, that's all we know. We don't know anything else. That's all we can say. Nein. Right?
Schützen Sie.
Yeah, Ende. Like, which means over, I guess, or something. Ja, 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 Herr Kommandant. Ende. See, that's all we know. We don't know anything else.
They scare me a little bit.
Why? Don't you like the sound of that?
I like it, but they still scare me.
Roast. Ja, jawohl. Ja. Ja. It's the German-American hour. Don't you like? I just like the culture. I don't know. It's something about it. How can you dislike anybody who likes to eat Wiener Schnitzel and drink beer? And can invent marvelous cars like the Volkswagen and the Porsche and all that kind of stuff. And, okay, true, they did bad things, but hey. Isn't there a little bit of that in all of us? And, you know, as a Jew, I mean, I'm sensitive to the 6 million people who died, and I'm sensitive to the whole thing about Hitler, and they have to wear all of that. But still, you know, you talk to the average German today. I mean, people I meet from Germany are really cool.
Well, they bred the Boxer, and that's my all-time favorite dog breed, so.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you say dog in German? I don't even know how you say that.
No idea.
I know how to say it in Spanish, Pedro. But how do you say dog in German? Schnitzel? No, that's not right. Okay, I need a German speaker at 303-713-7600. All right, Gina, what's the traffic look like? Can you do it in German? How about Hebrew?
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu.
Well, yeah, but that's I learned that in Temple, too. That doesn't count. All right.
Okay.
Can you do it in Spanish?
No. No. It would sound, you wouldn't like it.
Italian?
La bella luna. No, I can't.
French?
Okay. All right. Well, it's looking a lot better than it was. We had just that major mess up on the north side of town. Eastbound I-76 back open now, but it's pretty sluggish between I-25 and 270. Same for southbound I-25 up through the downtown area. And westbound I-70 still shaking loose between Chambers and Vasquez.
Tires that are environmentally friendly and safe? Hey, Jay Martin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. So whether you're driving on ice, snow, or even in clear conditions, Green Diamond Tires create safety for all seasons. To learn more about these revolutionary new tires or to find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. And snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. And celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Whisk your loved ones away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, and snowflakes dance. The 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Information and tickets at DenverNutcracker.com.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
You and I in a little toy show.
Oh, rock band! This is in German!
The money we've got.
No! Here we go. If you have Comcast cable on the pay movies, the lives of others are on there now. You can rent it and watch it. Oh, I love this song. What's he gonna do it these days? He probably weighs 350 pounds and lives in Stuttgart and has 35 kids. By the way, according to Amy inside the building, dog is Hund.
She's still doing solo stuff in Germany, Jay.
Oh, Amy says she speaks German. Yeah, we should have her come in here. Listen to that. Don't you love that?
The best is I look up German to English, or English to German, in Google, and then it had dog turds. It was right in there. So, you know, dog, and then, like, one of the other definitions was dog turds. Isn't that great?
How do you say that in German?
It was Der Hundehaufen?
Der Hundehaufen?
Hundehaufen.
Ja, jawohl, jawohl, Herr Hundehaufen. Ha, ha, ha! Oh! Yeah, wouldn't you love to call your boss that? Jawohl, Herr Hundehaufen. Okay. All right. I told Amy she should come up here, because she's downstairs. Get her to come up here and talk German. Where's Amy? Okay, come in here, Amy. Can you speak German? Poquito? No, that's Spanish.
He says poquito.
Hundehaufen. Oh, okay. Sit down right there. Okay. Sit down right there and speak German to us. And fuel every man's fantasy. About German women.
Oh, these aren't on.
You gotta turn the mic. There you go. Not talk.
Oh. Am I on now?
Probably not, knowing this equipment, but go ahead.
I just remember stuff from high school, so I can order a beer, but then I can't find the bathroom. Because I don't remember how to say that.
Well, how do you order a beer in German?
Ein Bier bitte.
Ein Bier bitte.
Ja. Ich spreche Sie Deutsch, aber nicht so gut.
What does that mean?
I speak German, but not very good.
Well, you can't find the bathroom. Then what other things do you know how to do? Do you know how to get, like, something to eat?
Bratwurst.
Yes. Bratwurst. That doesn't work. Can you ask for, like, a...
Strawberries. Enberry.
Enberry. Can you ask for, like, a cigarette?
I can't remember cigarette. I can say, wie geht's, which means how are you, and you say danke gut. And, God, it's been a really long time. I mean, I was a junior in high school the last time I spoke German, so I took a class. I can say something dirty in German, but...
No, you don't say anything dirty in German. We don't get busted for that. I can say things dirty in Spanish,
too. I can say bat. Bat is Fledermaus.
Flever who?
Fledermaus.
Fledermaus?
Yeah.
Ja, jawohl.
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 Schnauzer.
Schnauzer. Schnitzel.
Gruben.
Gruben.
Schnitzengruben.
Ja, jawohl, Herr Kommandante.
What was it in Young Frankenstein? She would have an enormous Schwanzstücke, which means heart, which is why it's so hilarious, because it sounds dirty, but it's not. Schwanzstücke.
Yeah, didn't you ever... Well, you're not old enough. You're not old enough to remember all those...
I might be.
To remember all those World War II movies that were turned out.
I've seen them, though.
Yeah. we're...
Mach schnell means hurry up.
Yeah, mach schnell, raus den Amerikaner.
Schweinhund means pig dog, which is an insult.
Schweinhund.
Schweinhund.
Schweinhund?
Yeah.
Soin stupida Americana.
What was it?
That's one of my favorite lines from the movie Hot Dog. Remember the German skier guy?
What does it mean?
I think it's a stupid American.
Which one was it?
Zoin stupida Americana.
Zoin stupida Americana.
What is zoin?
Zoina Pita, whatever, Americana.
Our teacher didn't exactly want us to learn
Americanos. Americanos. See, the only thing I know is, like I said before, the only thing I know is the stuff from, you know, like the combat television show.
Well, what was really
strange.
Where
they're, strange. Like the German officer's talking on the phone and goes, Enda, over.
What was really strange was our teacher was Hungarian, teaching us German, so she had a Hungarian accent teaching. I don't know if I learned it right or not. I have no idea.
But, you know, not all Germans. By the way, not all Germans are blonde either, right?
No, no.
And Aryan looking.
No.
No. That's not true.
I'm of German descent, but I'm not, well.
Have you ever been to Germany?
No.
See, I want to go.
I would like to see it. It would be wonderful. I mean, before the wall came down, I knew people that had gone and said it was like black and white and color. The wall, I mean, everything on the East
right.
German side was like it was in black and white in the 40s. And then on the West German side, it was normal.
I want to go move to Germany.
No, you don't.
No reason at all. Just thought about it.
They taught us in school
just pick up my entire life and go over there.
That they have actual classes. I mean, you, as a kid, you have to pick what you want to be, and then you go to school or college for that. It's not like they have a college system here where you can just go to college and decide later. You have to decide, and then you go to school for that, not necessarily college. You go to vocational schools there.
Can't you just screw around when you're a teenager?
Not there, apparently. I don't know. I would have suffered greatly.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't put up with that kind of discipline. Jawohl.
Mach schnell.
Roust. Roust. Yay.
Danke, Jay.
You got it, Amy. Thanks. All right, Amy. Thank you. You should come up here and co-host this show.
Oh,
here we go. Yeah, this is the kind of German I like.
Danke schön. I need a growth hormone badly.
Don't you think Wayne Newton needs growth hormones? You gotta call Barry Bonds. 9:50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Herr Ricardo Morgan.
Jay, starting to get back up to speed around town on the highway, especially around I-76, 270, where that earlier problem had to really back things up. But seeing better speeds through there. Also on I-25, either side of the downtown area, coming down from the north end. Could be a little crowded there from I-70 head down to Spear, but not a big backup right now. Just add a few more minutes on that drive, as you usually do. No worries through the bridges, though. Pretty good drive on 225 heading across Aurora. And that drive to and from Boulder in pretty good shape on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast, sunny and cool, with highs staying in the low 50s, but much better than yesterday, right? Partly cloudy tonight, low 35, then mostly sunny, much warmer tomorrow, highs near 70. Right now it's 35 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust now has 17 convenient locations with longer hours and new features, including free ATMs nationwide. Check
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company. Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's
really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
To PremierFighting.com. But back to Rocky's about automobiles. Whatever it is you're looking for, whatever roles, they've got it. And they've got numerous ways to finance. They've got their matching down incentive, and they've got great people to work with, like the Alshire brothers, my friend Spanky, all of the gang out there, Colby. They'll all take care of you, and you'll see that shopping at Rocky's really does make a difference, not only on your bank account, but also on your attitude having to deal with folks in buying a car. Go to rockysautos.com, check out their inventory on the internet, or get out there and see them in person. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. What does that mean? That means they've been around for a while. They've got a track record. You don't get that. You do not get a track record without having success. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Want a new laptop? Want to get it for free? Because you can get a brand new name brand laptop. You don't even pay for shipping. And to get started, you just go to freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com. How does it work? Easy. Companies used to spend a ton of money advertising their products. Well, they finally figured out that instead of wasting millions of dollars on expensive, polished ads, it's cheaper for us to give away gifts like laptops to the public.
When I heard about freelaptopreward.com, I thought, no way. But I followed the instructions, and now I'm sitting here with my new laptop.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with freelaptopreward.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke until my laptop showed up.
To earn your free laptop, go to freelaptopreward.com and get yours with the completion of all paid program requirements. Laptops limited to one per household. Go to freelaptopreward.com. freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com.
What do you mean, we're not playing any more German rock and roll? We probably don't have any more, right?
I looked high and low, couldn't find any.
We don't have any more. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 53. Yeah, we don't have any more German rock and roll, so there's no more German rock and roll to play. Okay. Forget it. Everybody's mad anyway. How come we're not talking about this or that? Well, you know what? Because I get fixated by that. German rock and roll. I want to go to Germany so bad. I just want to go anywhere. Like out of the building. Like home. No, just kidding. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to talk about. We couldn't get one person to call here, and we couldn't get anybody to call up here and talk German. Kenny Danan, do you know how to speak German? You're a German ancestry, aren't you?
Scandinavian.
Oh, you're Scandinavian. Well, right area, wrong country. Right? Well, it was around there somewhere.
Finnish.
Finland, Belgium.
Finland, Belgium, huh?
Yep.
Well, you better tell everybody what you do here so they'll know.
I'm director of remote operations. When you go outside, I'm usually there with you.
Yeah.
He is the wizard.
Yeah, he's the one that puts everything together.
Anything that works outside the, well, let me see.
But he walked in here because he wanted to convince us that he could speak German.
Nine.
Nine? Yeah, that's all I know, too.
Me, too.
Isn't that terrible?
No, I know a couple more words. Is it Schnell?
Yes, you know all the words I do from because you're my age.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we got a German speaker online, too.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit, that's right. Hi, who's this?
Who? Yeah, Gesundheit to you, too.
Oh, we're sorry. We didn't know you sneezed.
my German teacher gave us this phrase, meine Name ist Hase, which literally means my name is rabbit, but he swore you used as an idiomatic expression for I don't know. Of course, he was also a huge practical joker, so I never did find out if that was real or not, but I always like to say meine Name ist Taza if I don't know what the heck anyone's talking about.
You know, that's not bad. I wonder if you got caught at Guantanamo, if you could say that under interrogation.
Yeah. Ouch! Meine Name ist Taza!
Yeah, exactly. All right, so speak some German before we run out of time here.
Well, I was going to say there is a German rock song you missed.
Which one's that?
the Beatles recorded I Want to Hold Your Hand in German.
Yeah, in German. They sure did.
They sure did. Now I'm blanking.
Oh, you can't speak any now?
I used to, but you've blanked my mind.
Oh, well, can you say this in German? Say, show's over, goodbye.
That show is over, goodbye. I don't know.
But that's in English. Goodbye. Hang up, goodbye. Nice try.
And somebody mentioned Rammstein is a German band that's out that's really popular, and I didn't even think of it.
Talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. in German, in English, or anything.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income. The Trump way. My way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it.